Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Ralston Arena here in Omaha as the Tri-City Storm get ready to take on the Omaha Lancers right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. I'm Jared Sheffrin. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a great one for you here tonight as the Storm go up against the Lancers. Tri-City Storm have been on a losing streak here. They're going to try to get back in the win column here tonight in a building that really has treated them well since it opened up 1 year ago today. The Ralston Arena opened its doors, and the Tri-City Storm quieted down this loud Lancer fan base, shutting them out with a 3-0 victory. Last season, the Storm played in this building four times. They did not lose in regulation at all in those four times. They won their first three meetings with the Lancers here, and then a shootout loss later in the season. But Tri-City, really, this has been one of their best places to play, and really they've shown it. A lot of great memories here from the last season, and it's a little bit different than last night. You know, the Storm were in Lincoln, and I don't have many good memories in Lincoln. The Storm haven't won in Lincoln since I started here with the Storm. But here in Omaha, a lot of great memories, and you think back to a couple different great games that Tri-City played here last season, and really a lot of smiles come to mind, because right from the start, Trevor Moore scoring the first goal in the history of this building, get Jacob Johansson getting a shutout in that game. We saw a great couple performances by Justin Quale last season here in this arena. Trevor Mingoya played his first Storm game here in this arena. And for only four games, it seems like we've got a lot of great memories here at the Ralston Arena. And it's great to be back for another game here tonight on the Breeze. We're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And, you know, we talk about what this meant last season for the Storm to play here, but now this season, things have definitely changed for the Lancers. They are on top in the Western Conference, record of 7-1-1 coming in. Last night, an overtime loss, and a rare loss, only the second loss of any kind this season for Omaha. They have been unstoppable, and they've been led by their goaltender, Cole Bruns. Bruns with a night off tonight after last night, a night where the Lancers had a couple different two-goal leads, blew the leads, lost 6-5 to the Sioux City Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Now they come back home. This starts a four-game homestand for the Lancers, but it'll be a little different here tonight with the new netminder, and that's Hayden Hockey. Is in net. It'll be his second start for the Lancers. For the Tri-City Storm, it'll be number 30, Jacob Johansson, who gets the start. Johansson played last night, made 18 saves on 21 shots, relieving Hayden Levine, who started the game. Levine allowed three goals, made 20 saves on 23 shots. And the Storm shook up their lines a little bit, but for Omaha, after a loss last night, they haven't had many of those losses. They've had a ton of offensive output. They have three of the top scorers in the USHL, including the number one scorer in the USHL, and that's Jake Randolph, who has four goals and 15 assists with 19 points in his first nine games coming into this one. So a lot to recap, a lot to get ready, and we're excited for this one here tonight from Omaha. A lot more to come on the Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll come back in a couple minutes, and we'll talk to the coach, Josh Howgie, in the Cenex CHS Agri-Service Center Coach's Corner in just a moment right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. the Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers getting ready to do battle here tonight on a Saturday night in Ralston. The Ralston Arena, Jared Schaffrin with you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. We want to remind you, fans, we're doing the Best Western Plus email inbox all season this year. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 and send your questions to Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. Once again, Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. Send your questions about the Tri-City Storm. We'll get them answered right here on the broadcast coming up in the intermission in just a few moments. And just a few moments ago, I spoke with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy, in our CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner.
Jared Schaffrin here with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy, before the Storm take on the Lancers for the first time this season here at the Ralston Arena. Coach, obviously trying to forget about last night's game, but also trying to improve on what happened last night. What are the key things that you noticed here after last night's game that you got to improve on before tonight?
Well, we just need a little bit more heart and a little bit more effort. That's what it comes down to. We got outworked last night, and we're playing a very good Omaha team here tonight, so we're going to have to be sound defensively. We're going to have to do things the right way, and we're just going to need a much better effort.
You decide to change a few things on the line chart again after last night. A couple notable things: you'll have 7 defensemen in tonight, and you'll also see the debut of Sean Lang. I know you talked a little bit about what he might bring to this lineup, but why'd you decide to go with the 7D?
Well, I think that after last night, we felt that we didn't have a great effort overall, but our D were a little tired and a little banged up, so we go with 7. It gives us ability, if anyone's struggling, to sit them down, and then up front it'll allow our forwards to get into a little bit more of a rhythm and get guys on the ice a little bit more.
Talk about those forwards in a rhythm here tonight. You change things up. You're scratching Garrett Gomez, Thomas Aldworth, Chase McMurphy. First time Gomez has been out of the lineup this season. What is he struggling with right now?
You know what, he's just there's some life things going on, and it's just there's more to it than just hockey at sometimes, and he's got to get refocused, and maybe a night out we'll get him going here.
All right. Josh Howgie here joining us in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner. Coach, last night seemed like you guys had a couple chances at the end of the second period on the power play. Had a chance to put in some goals, try to turn the tide before the third period. Unable to do it. What did you like there, at least when you guys were playing well? What was working for you guys?
Well, I thought that we were getting pucks to the net. And, you know, even in the first 10 minutes of the game, I thought we had a couple opportunities where if we score a goal, I think it's a different ball game. But, you know, for us, when things are going bad right now, we got to just find a way, and that's where we're at right now, is we got to get pucks to the net. We got to find a way to score some goals, and I think tonight we're going to have a gutsy effort. We're going to have a little bit more courage, and we're going to have a little bit more heart, and hopefully you see that in the lineup.
This is the first time you guys see the Lancers this year. Last year, really, when you saw the Lancers, things turned for the better. Won 6 out of 8 against them. Anything that you like about this building, this team that you guys get up for?
Well, I think it's a natural rival for us, and for us to have the success that we had last season, it's just going to come down to doing the same stuff. We were very accountable last season against these guys, and we took care of pucks, and that's something that we've yet to do this season.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. Thanks for joining us here in the CHS Agri-Service Center, Coach's Corner.
Thanks.
Xandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Chaffron back with you in Omaha. Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Lancers. 7:05 puck drop. We're just moments away. And let's get you tonight's lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. First, the lineup for the visiting Tri-City Storm. The Storm dressing 7 defensemen, as you heard Josh Howgie in the coach's corner. Sean Lang will make his Storm debut tonight, wearing number 2 for the Tri-City Storm. And the Storm will dress 70. All defensemen on the roster are in the lineup here tonight. The scratches for the Storm: Garrett Gomez, Chase McMurphy, Thomas Aldworth, Joey DiBenedetto, and Ross Olsen is serving the second game of a 4-game suspension handed down by the USHL earlier this week. Starting lineup for the Storm: on the left wing, number 16, Nick Hutchison, 6'2", 188 pounds, out of Hicksville, New York. Played last season at Avon Old Farms. Hutchison playing in his 4th game this season for the Tri-City Storm. Chase Berger is at the center. He's committed to Penn State, 6', 195 pounds for Berger. St. Louis native, played for St. Louis AAA last season. Number 14, Chase Berger at the center. And number 44, Chris Wilkie, in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska, against the Snark. Here playing in the Ralston Arena for the first time. Wilkie played against these Lancers in the preseason at his home rink. But here tonight at the Ralston Arena, back in his hometown, I'm sure he's got a lot of fans in attendance. Wilkie, 5'11", 185 pounds, played for the United States National Development Program last year, and he's committed to North Dakota. On defense, the Storm have number 4, Cutler Martin, 6'1", 205 pounds, East Lansing, Michigan native. Martin wears number 4. He's committed to the University of Michigan. And on the right defense, number 8, Jalen Schultz, Cambridge, Minnesota native, played it last season in the NAHL for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays, 6'1", 170 pounds. So far through 8 games, no points yet for Jalen Schultz. And in net for the Tri-City Storm, number 30, Jacob Johansson, 6'2", 185 pounds, Stockholm, Sweden native. Johansson's played in 7 games this year for the Storm. He's got a goals against average of 2.79 and a save percentage of 92.8%. That's your starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm, who are coached by Josh Howgie. J.D. Bittner, Eric Largent, Eric Blaze. Now we'll get to the lineup for the Omaha Lancers. The Lancers' hometown team here tonight come in leading the Western Conference in the USHL with a record of 7-1-1. Got an overtime loss last night against the Sioux City Musketeers, 6-5 in overtime. And the three forwards here for Omaha are three of the top five scorers in the USHL. Jake Randolph on the left wing wears number 13, committed to University of Nebraska at Omaha right here. Duluth, Minnesota native, 5'9", 170 pounds. Jake Randolph on the left wing to start. Tyler Vessel at the center wears number 23, also committed to UNO. Rochester, Minnesota native, stands in at 5'11", 170 pounds. Vessel wears number 23. And on the right wing, Gage Huff, an Omaha, Nebraska native, 6', 200 pounds. Huff wears number 12. All three of those guys on that line have been tearing it up on the scoreboard, and you can see them in the USHL leaders. On defense, number 5, Steve Johnson, Excelsior, Minnesota native, committed to the University of Minnesota. Recently committed there, and he is 6'1", 185 pounds. Once again, number 5, Steve Johnson on the left defense. On the right defense, number 6, Tucker Pullman. Pullman committed to North Dakota, was drafted by the Winnipeg Jets this summer. East Grand Forks, Minnesota native, 6'2", 190 pounds. Pullman, a power play specialist, wearing number 6. And in net tonight, Hayden Hockey. Hockey, the Parker, Colorado native, 6'2", 175 pounds, wears number 1. Had one start previously. This will be his second start of the season for Omaha Hockey. Interested to see how he does in net. Cole Bruns backing up tonight. Bruns has been the number one guy really in the USHL early on this season. And we'll see how the Lancers look tonight with Hayden Hockey in between the pipes. So those are your starting lineups. And we are going to take a break here. As the Storm get on the ice, we're going to come back with the drop of the puck in just a second. As the Storm enter the ice, and we'll also have your New West Three Keys to Victory coming up in just a few moments. Here from Omaha, Tri-City Storm and the Omaha Lancers getting ready to drop the puck, the first of 9 meetings between these two teams this season. Storm onto the ice. National anthems next here in Omaha. We'll be back in a few moments with the drop of the puck in the first period right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tri-City Storm. Omaha Lancers starting here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're excited to get this one going. The Storm have had some problems as of late, have taken some losses. They now come into this one with a record of 2-4-2, but they're ready to try to get back in the win column here tonight against Omaha. Storm in their purple uniforms with black helmets tonight, going from right to left on your radio dial and start the first period. And the Omaha Lancers in their orange uniforms, black lettering and numbering on the back and black helmets, they will go from left to right here to start the first period. And the puck is dropped. The faceoff is scrum for, and Tucker Pullman has it for Omaha. Lancers in possession to start the game. Storm get it back on their sticks. Jalen Schultz over to Chris Wilkie. And Wilkie flips one in right on the goaltender there, Hockey. And now it's played around to Hutchison. Keeps it in for Martin. Martin back to Hutchison. Got a lot of room. Takes the shot in front. Blocked away off by Hockey. Schultz comes back in to keep it in. As Wilkie on the far side, Berger dumps it behind the net. Berger going to try to chase it there against Steve Johnson. Behind the net, Berger ties up his man. Puck's loose. Wilkie pulls it out. Backhand in front for Hutchison. Couldn't get a hold of it. Now Martin has it. Flips one in on the net. Blocked in front. And now Omaha comes away with a good first shift here for the Storm. Martin misses Randolph in neutral ice. Omaha moves in onside. Storm regroup here on defense. And Berger able to chip a puck out of the zone. Gage Huff here in neutral ice. And now Berger. Berger for the Storm in onside. Threw one wide left of the net. Rebound went over to Christian Horn. Horn tried to play one forward for Drew Mayer, too far in front of him. And now Foline takes it forward for Omaha. Luca Frigo into the Storm end, tried a shot that was blocked. Cecere put it behind the net where Glukowski's got a chase for it. Forsbacka Carlson comes into play. And now it's turned back to Tyler Hines. Hines in the far side corner here in the Storm end. A chance in front. No shot ever came, though. Storm able to take the Omaha Lancers off the puck. Cecere neutralized. L'Esperance played it away from Christian Horn. Horn dumped it in deep, though, as he got control. And now it's thrown towards the net, blocked in front by Foline. Foline out to Hines, and here come the Lancers in transition. Lancers in onside. A shot by Hines is blocked. Rolls in on Johansson, and Johansson will cover up and stop play. Stoppage of play just under 2 minutes into the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm get a couple good chances there on their first shift with their starting line of Nick Hutchison, Chase Berger, and Chris Wilkie. Omaha responding with a few chances from Huff, Randolph, then Frigo and Hines got in deep. And now a faceoff will come to the left of Jacob Johansson to resume play. In a second here, just a loose stick has to be cleared off the ice. Faceoff is won by the Tri-City Storm. Dello behind the net. Got it to Polganski. And now the outlet pass. Ryan McMurphy in neutral ice. McMurphy passed the red line, but he was stopped before he got to the Lancers zone. Puck went into the Lancers zone for a second. Polganski lost control of it. Now it's Nelson here for Omaha. Nelson at the neutral zone. Passed the red line. In onside. Lost the puck to McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy now. He lost it back to Tate. And Tate flipped it in the Storm end. Dello has it. Dello with a backhand pass over to Kerr. Kerr moves it forward, and now it's Dan Lebosky. Lebosky dumps it in deep to the zone. Ryan McMurphy goes to chase there against Smith. Smith for Omaha leaves it for Nelson, his defensive partner, and now it's back to Smith. Smith here, Centennial, Colorado native, left it for Tate, back to Nelson again. Smith went down. He's back on his feet. Storm on the forecheck. Hayden. Steven Hayden creates a turnover and puts one wide of the net. Nice backhanded shot there off a turnover for Steve Hayden. Now the puck on the far side wall. Scrum for it is won by Brian Williams for Omaha. Williams in the far side corner. Hayden ties him up there. A match of fourth lines here tonight. Storm get a turnover. Horn to the center for Eastman. Now it's a chance for Lang, and a shot was deflected wide. First shift here for Sean Lang. Eastman's got it down low. Plays it back up to Glukowski with a shot that just missed the net wide. Rebound Christian Horn. Horn on the near side wall. Up top for Lang. Lang holds it in. Now winds it around the wall. Over to Wilkie, who's come on. Wilkie on the far side. Try to centering pass for Horn. Taken away by Nelson. Out of the zone, but not deep as Lang takes it back. Sean Lang banks it off the near side wall. Bouncing a neutral ice. Hutchison takes it and plays it in deep into the Omaha end. Played by Johnson now behind the Omaha net. And it's moved forward by the Lancers here. Puck loose in neutral ice. Brought it onside by Angelo with a shot. Save made. Johansson. He covers up. Stoppage of play here. A couple players pushing and shoving in front of the Storm net. Stoppage with 16:29 remaining in the first period. We got a scoreless game here in Omaha. Your New West three keys to the game. Let's get them in here quickly. We didn't get them in during the Viero Wireless pregame show. The three things the Storm need to win tonight. Jacob Johansson's got to be good on his game. The defense here for the Storm needs to clear the rebounds in front of Johansson's net, make it easier for him. And The Storm got to show me something here on offense. It's a show me something offense here tonight in Omaha. So far in the first 4 minutes, Tri-City's gotten a couple good attempts, but they got to score some goals here. Haven't been able to break through and get that offensive performance that they've been hoping for yet this season. Storm now with the puck here. Wilkie moving to neutral ice. Finds Cutler Martin, who's up in the play. Martin with a shot as he enters the zone. Save made there by Hockey. And Martin able to keep it in around the far side. Wilkie calms it down. Throws it at the net. Hockey makes a right pad save. Rebound loose to Chase Berger. Berger into the corner. Loses the puck. Angelo has it now for Omaha. It's Anthony Angelo, manliest New York native near Syracuse. And now it's moved forward here by the Lancers. Henderson with a shot. Save made with a blocker by Johansson. On the far side, Gage Huff picks it up. Huff on the backboards now in the Storm end. Berger trying to tie him up, free the puck loose. Berger gets it, wraps it around the near side wall. Foling keeps it in. Foling at the point. Shot hit Gage Huff in front and went wide. Now it's Schult. Jimmy Schult keeps it in. And on the far side wall, it's kicked around to the far side and up top again for Schult. Over to Foline for Omaha. Foline chips one in front. Bouncing puck in front of the net and a score. Randolph somehow put that in. I can't believe it got by Johansson. Foline just threw one at the net. It bounced off somebody in front. And then somehow Randolph got a piece of it and knocked it past Johansson. It's 1-0 Lancers on a broken play in front. Not really sure you want to fault Johansson there on that one. Randolph might have touched his glove. What an awkward goal for Omaha here, and they're calling it a goal, no doubt about it, but it looked like it glanced off the body of Jake Randolph. Randolph leading the USHL and scoring here now with 5 goals and 20 points in his first 10 games, and the Lancers have a 1-0 lead here. Just over 15 minutes remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. There's a scrum on the near side. Puck's in Hines' equipment, or in somebody's equipment. Players have some words to say for each other after a stoppage of play in the Storm end. 1-0 Lancers here on the breeze early on. Shots on goal in favor of the Lancers, 4-3. The goal scored by Jake Randolph. Stormer finally found the puck here. Play was stopped as no one knew where the puck was. Faceoff will be in the Tri-City end. Much to the dismay of Nolan Glukowski and company on the ice. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. 1-0 Lancers early lead. How'd you get an explanation here of why the faceoff staying in his team's end? And he will not win his appeal. Faceoff again to the left of Johansson. One by Tri-City. Glukowski able to get it to Dello. Back to Glukowski. He'll bring it forward. Finds Drew Mayer. Mayer with a cross-ice pass for Christian Horn. Horn down the right side. Centering pass. Shot. Save made by Hockey. L'Esperance took the shot. Pushing and shoving with Nelson after the play. Nice rush from the Storm to break out of their own end. You got Drew Mayer, who fired a pass across the ice over to Christian Horn. Horn in front found L'Esperance for a good opportunity. And the Storm got a good shot on goal. Quick timeout here with the Lancers leading 1-0 in the first period. The Nebraska Lottery has raised over $499 million, which has helped to provide more than 49,000 college scholarships, save wildlife habitats across the state, and fund new facilities at the Nebraska State Fair. The Nebraska Lottery, helping to build a better Nebraska. Here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Omaha Lancers. Lancers with an early goal from Jake Randolph on a shot that came from Nicholas Foline. The second assist to Jimmy Schult on the play. Foline took that shot, and it glanced off Randolph in front, beat Jacob Johansson. A tough play for Johansson to see. And it's 1-0 Omaha. Despite that play, I think the Storm have looked good here in the first couple minutes. We'll see what happens now as the faceoff is in the Lancer end and to the left of Honky. Faceoff won by Omaha. They control and bring it out to neutral ice as Kevin Kerr has it. Kerr on the far side wall. Got it to Christian Horn, who got it into the zone, but not much further. As Forsbacka Carlson takes it. Here come the Lancers with a 3-on-2. Frigo dumped it in deep, though. And now Forsbacka Carlson tied up by Lang on the backboards. Puck's loose, and it's chipped by Kevin Kerr, but right back to the Lancers. Couple players topple over each other there on the far side. Omaha with the puck. Frigo with a shot blocked in front by Kerr. And now Kevin Kerr outlets it to L'Esperance. Joel L'Esperance will bring it in the zone. Dump it in deep. Wrapping it around to the near side corner. Drew Mayer poking it free. Went in front of the crease. Nobody there. As Frigo Got a hit by Lesperance. Got it out of the zone. Forsbacka Carlson takes a hit now from Poganski. Behind the net, Johansson over to Jalen Schultz. Flipped out of the zone. Back into neutral ice. Jimmy Schultz plays it into the Storm end. Lancers tag up. Johansson plays to Cutler-Martin, who banks it off the back wall to Schultz. And now up top, Poganski gets it to Lebowski, who's got some speed. Lebowski into the zone, trying to dangle into the corner. Lebowski trying to play into McMurphy. McMurphy's got it behind the board, behind the net. And now it's the Lancers who take it back. It's Tate. Tate couldn't get out of the zone, so Sears stopped him there. And now Foline plays it over to Schultz. Now here come the Omaha Lancers with some speed. Moving it onside. Williams with a shot. Save made by Johansson. He hangs on. 13:29 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Little chippy early on here in Omaha. Players pushing and shoving after most of the whistles. That time it was Brian Williams who took the shot. A San Diego, California native. Williams took that shot. And Johansson made the save, but Williams found himself right in the middle of some pushing and shoving after the whistle. Again, 13:29 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City trailing Omaha, 1-0. Face-off to the right of Jacob Johansson. Chase Berger is on the draw for Tri-City here tonight against Angelo, and we got a fight off the draw. Louis Rowe and Steve Hayden. We've been gearing up for this one for a while. The two fought a lot last year in the NAHL. Steven Hayden gets a couple rights in first. Louis Rowe with a couple rights. Rowe is 6'6". He's got the size advantage on Hayden. Hayden giving him a couple uppercuts. Going at it with the right hand. Very good fight. Two experienced fighters here. Officials have not broken in just yet. Hayden really giving it to him with the right hand. Rowe has got his right hand free as well. A lot of punches being exchanged early on. Hayden still going. Rowe got a big right in there. Hayden, couple rights. Rowe got her right hand loose. Both players going with the right hand. And now they're good. Good battle between Steve Hayden and Louis Rowe to start things here. 13:28 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Both get 5-minute majors for fighting. Both experienced fighters. Rowe from East Lansing in Michigan and Hayden from Plymouth, not too far away from each other in the state of Michigan. And as I mentioned last year, both played in the North American Hockey League. Stephen Hayden for Odessa, where broadcaster Tony Brown was last two seasons. Tony doing the Omaha Lancers calls now, but was with Odessa for the last two seasons. And he got a chance to see Steve Hayden play the last couple years. He's been reminding me that he loves to see Steve drop the gloves. As the Storm move out after winning a faceoff to neutral ice, but it's dumped back in the Storm end. Schultz plays it around the near side wall. And now Hutchison out to neutral ice. Played with a high stick by Nelson. And Wilkie did not touch up first. Nelson touched up. It'll be a high-sticking whistle to the Lancers. And we get a stoppage with 13:08 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0 Lancers. Rowe with the jersey off in the penalty box now, adjusting his chest protector and shoulder pads. Steve Hayden in the box for Tri-City. Storm win the faceoff. Wilkie ahead for Schultz at the point. Lost the puck to Randolph, and now the Storm have to retreat. This is the big line for Omaha. Vessel dumped it in. Martin lost it to Vessel. Quick shot. Save made Johansson. It was kicked behind the net by Gage Huff, and now on the far side. An opportunity in front here for Johnson. Johnson with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Martin able to control it. Get it to Hutchison. Hutchison banks it out of the zone. Hit the linesman in neutral ice. And now it's scrum for right in front of the Storm bench. Forsbacka Carlson misplayed the puck there, but now he gets it back on his stick. And he's got it. Dumping it in the Storm end for Forsbacka Carlson. And now Schultz played it to Cutler-Martin on the far side. Martin trying to get it up to Hutchison. Took a hit. Lesperance able to get to it. Lesperance chips it forward. Foline gets knocked down on the play as he gloved it forward. Here's an odd man rush. Hines. Hines lost it, though, to Kerr. And now it's kicked by Christian Horn to neutralize. Bouncing puck played by Drew Mayer. Back to Lesperance. In on side of Horn. Horn with a chance. Save made there by Hawkey in front. Just a little flip in on Hawkey and an easy save made. Now moving forward to the Lancers. Back in the Storm and a shot. Save made by Johansson. Other opportunity here for the Lancers. And now it's behind the net. Lesperance tied up. Dello comes in and able to win the battle over to Drew Mayer. Mayer on the near side. Mayer with room to skate. In onside. Mayer to the center. Takes a shot. Save made by Hawkey. Nice opportunity for Drew Mayer. Created it for himself. And now it's a 2-on-2 for the Lancers. Mayer trying to get back in the play. Hines in onside. And Hines moves into the corner, gets doubled up by Drew Mayer and Dello. Mayer with a nice shift here, bringing it out of the zone, finds Sean Lang, and Lang with space, dumps it in deep. He'll go and chase here as Hockey out of the net, plays it around the far side, kept in by Poganski, down low for Lebowski. Lebowski in front, and a shot went wide there. Opportunity for McMurphy. McMurphy trying to battle below the circles, and it was taken away by the Lancers. They had three players there. Turned over, neutralized to Lebowski. Lebowski with Poganski. Poganski's got space. Shot, save made, Hockey. Rebound, another chance in front, was pushed wide by Williams. Good opportunity there for Poganski and Lebowski. The two worked very well, and now an icing will be whistled on the Lancers. Stopping play with 10:53 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1-0 in favor of the Lancers. I really like the way the Storm have played here in this first 10 minutes. They've gotten a couple good opportunities. They're throwing pucks on net, and they've gotten a bunch of chances here. Most recently, a great chance for Poganski coming from Lebowski. Face off to the left of Hockey, won by Tri-City. Schultz moves it over to Cecere on the left point. Cecere with a shot that was deflected by Tate up top. Now it's down low where Wilkie has it. Wilkie on the far side took a hit. It's moved by Berger in the far side corner, but now there's five players over there. It's moved up the far side wall. Eastman trying to tie his man up. Omaha with possession, moving out to neutral ice. Williams to the red line, but moved it right on the stick of Schultz. And here comes Wilkie. Wilkie moves in onside, holds, takes a shot, save made. Rebound is there is none. Hockey able to hold on to it. He juggled the puck in the crease. Wilkie had a snip on the Lancers' defensive players, but ended up slowing up, stopping, and taking a shot from farther away. Easier save from Hockey. And Lancers still have a 1-0 lead here in the first period. Storm now out shooting Omaha, 8-7, unofficially here on the scoreboard. For a limited time, you can buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Mega Plier for only $3. Now you can win up to $5 million for matching 5 balls with a Mega Plier. Play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Omaha Lancers here at the Ralston Arena. Storm trying to get back into the win column tonight. They've really looked good in the first period. An awkward goal in front by Jake Randolph is the only score that we've seen halfway through the first period. 10:23 remaining. Storm come back with Eastman, Wilkie, Bukowski, and Berger. So a bit of a different look. Storm are rotating things here. They only dressed 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. A lot of rotations going on the bench. Josh Howgie, J.B. Bittner definitely being kept occupied. Faceoff is to the right of Hockey. Faceoff is won by the Lancers in their own end. Plenty of time for Tucker Pullman, the captain of this Lancers team. And now he finds Luca Frigo. Frigo with a shot that went wide of the net as he moved into the zone. Taken away by Chase Berger. Berger on the near side here. He had Wilkie at center, but he decides to flip it in. Wilkie's going to go chase. Wilkie put it behind the net to the far side. Nobody there for the Storm, though. Frigo moved it up the wall. Kept in, though, by the Storm at the point there was Glukowski. And now it's near in the Lancers on in the Lancers end on the near side. Johnson able to get to neutral ice. Try to take a shot. Player lost a stick. It was Cecere. And now here's Angelo with it. Cecere trying to pick up his stick, and he gets it back. Henderson with a shot blocked in front by Cecere. Got it with the skate. And now Glukowski. That made a pass over to Wilkie way ahead of him, and it's icing on Tri-City. Little pass there that was too far ahead of Wilkie. And it's down for icing on Tri-City. 9:35 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Lancers with a 1-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm here at the Ralston Arena in Omaha. L'Esperance against Vessel on the faceoff. And the faceoff is won by the Lancers, but back out to neutral ice. And now turned over to Tri-City for a second. Lancers get it right back. Foline with it on the near side. Foline to the center now for Jimmy Schultz. Dumped into the Storm end. Going to play it is Glukowski. Glukowski in the far side wall. Up the wall it goes. And Glukowski has it back on his stick. Trying to find Horn. Storm got out of the zone, but not moving much further in the neutral ice as now Omaha has it back. Here's Gage Huff. Huff in onside. Huff back to Foline. Foline with a shot. Was blocked in front. Rebound. Save Johansson. Nice save by Jacob Johansson there. Storm put it back behind the net, though, and L'Esperance able to move it to the far side where Christian Horn will have space. Horn moves it forward to Mayer. Mayer in onside. Mayer, great pass to Horn. He's wide open shot. Missed the net over the net. Great chance there from Drew Mayer. Played it to Christian Horn. Horn had the best chance he could have had, and he put it over the net. Now Vessel turns it over to Cutler Martin. Lebowski going to try to play it out of the zone, and he does get a pass from Martin. Lebowski up to Poganski. Poganski with a shot. Missed the net wide left. On the rebound, Martin keeps it in on the left point. Lebowski keeps it in. Shot. It was deflected away, blockered away there by goaltender Hawkey. And now it's moved by the Lancers. Still in their own end. Luca Frigo seeing some pressure. And Vessel able to play it out of the zone, right onto the stick of Poganski. Storm have possession once again as it's Cutler Martin. Martin on the near side just dumps it into the Lancer end. Icing waved off. Poganski goes to get it. Chance in front for Lebowski. Shot save made with the right pad there by Hawkey. Storm throwing rubber on the net. Hawkey's been good to the task. Frigo with a couple moves into the Storm end. Centering pass. Shot score. Good pass by Frigo. He drew the defenseman there. And a goal for Tyler Hines. Hines makes it 2-0 with 7:43 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and Tri-City finds themselves behind once again 2-0. The Storm have had their chances here in this period, but that was a tough defensive play there. Luca Frigo drew all the defensemen behind with him behind the net. Little pass in front found Hines, and he beat Johansson blocker side. Right in front of the net, point blank shot. Hines by himself. And we got a 2-0 game here, 7:43 remaining in the opening period. Faceoff won by the Storm to resume play. Kevin Kerr to the far side, into the Omaha end. But, and now a puck deflected out of play right in front of the booth here. Deflected off a Storm stick and out. Hoping the fans are okay here. Looks like everybody's all right in front of me. Faceoff will be a neutral ice right in front of the broadcast booth here at the Ralston Arena. 7:33 remaining in the opening period. Lancers have now taken a 2-0 lead. Jake Randolph and Tyler Hines, two veterans with goals for the Lancers. Faceoff won by Omaha. Pullman moved it out to neutral ice where Kevin Kerr was waiting. At the red line, throws it in on net. Hawkey makes the save and hangs on. Hayden Hawkey, Parker, Colorado native, in his second start of the season, did play well in his first start. His first start came after Bruns had that historic five-game shutout streak. Lancers won all their first five games via the shutout. And then after Bruns had allowed a goal in the sixth game, Hawkey came in to get a start. Now this is his second start. Off the faceoff, Wilkie trying to shot. It was blocked. Wilkie with another opportunity here. Goes up top for Lang. Lang couldn't get a shot off the pass from Wilkie, and then turned it over. For Vaca Carlson able to dump it in to the Storm end. Hines, right off that goal, goes in to get it on the backboards. Hines in the near side corner now, tied up by Lang. Moved by Berger on the near side wall. In the Storm end, turned over to Furbacher Carlson with a shot that missed the net. Wilkie's got it. Chris Wilkie flipped it into neutral ice, right to Berger. Berger leading the rush, dumps it deep. He'll go off on a change. And Omaha will pick up the puck. Jimmy Schultz. Schultz on the near side, took an open ice hit from Drew Mayer. And now it's moved by the Lancers here. Right by their own bench, as Schultz puts it through to the red line and deep into the Storm end. Johansson left it for Lukowski. Lukowski tried to have a home run pass with Mayer. Mayer's going to try to race for icing, and he does not get there. Nicholas Folin beats Drew Mayer on an icing race, and the faceoff will come back down into the Storm end. 6:25 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Omaha Lancers have jumped out to a 2-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm. Faceoff now is to the left of Johansson in the Storm end. Faceoff is won by Omaha. Anderson in the corner. Martin very physical with him. Martin shoving him into the corner, trying to take the puck. Anderson trying to shove back. Martin just roughing Henderson up. Continuing to shove Henderson was Martin. And now the Storm take the possession. It's Horn. Chipped it in deep. Lukowski chasing for it. Gukowski was in deep there, held in by Mayer, and now Gukowski keeps it in once again. Goes deep into the Lancer end. Nelson moving it forward to Rowe. Louis Rowe and Steve Hayden have cleared the boxes. They're back on the ice for their respective teams. And now deflection wide on a shot by Omaha. Chance in front. Johansson was there. Now another chance went behind the net. L'Esperance able to corral it, and Drew Mayer has it for Tri-City. He'll skate to neutral ice. Backhanded pass. Looked nicely there for Christian Horn. Now it's touched up offsides by Sean Lang. Stoppage of play with 5:32 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to the Lancers. They're out shooting Omaha 10-9, but no goals yet for the Storm. Faceoff won by Omaha, and they have possession in their own end. Moving forward is Johnson. Found Randolph, who has a goal tonight, threw one wide of the net. Picked up by Schultz. Jalen Schultz found a pass behind Poganski. Picked back up by Johnson in the Omaha end. Flip one here to Vessel. Vessel to Huff. Huff is in onside. Leaves it for Vessel with a shot deflection by the stick of Schultz and off the back wall. Now a chance behind the net for Omaha, and Johansson found it and covered up. 5:03 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Still a 2-0 Lancer lead. Two goals for Jake Randolph and Tyler Hines. The Storm in a 2-0 hole. That's where they were after the first period last night in Lincoln, and it didn't go well in the second period. It'd be nice for the Storm to try to get on the board here before the end of the period. Still got 5:03 to try to do so. Faceoff is to the left of Johansson now. Williams on the draw against L'Esperance. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Moving forward to Steve Hayden. Chipped up in the air. Eastman trying to glove it down. Eastman gets in onside. Eastman to the net. Shot was deflection. Chance in front for L'Esperance. Deflected wide. L'Esperance lost his footing, and now it's played by Tucker Pullman. Pullman with a nice little pass over to Williams. Williams is in onside for Omaha with a shot blockered away by Johansson into the corner. Dello picks up the rebound. And now Dello. Cross-ice pass dangerously. Stick down by a Lancer, and now it's into neutral ice. Steve Hayden get it into the Omaha end and goes for a change. Here's the Lancers regroup. Schultz to Foline. Foline threw it right over Eastman's head to Tate. Tate couldn't get it deep, and Kevin Kerr's got it for Tri-City. Kerr out to neutral ice, but not deep either, as Tate plated it right in on Johansson. Johansson sticked it down, left it for Dello. On the far side wall, Eastman chips it into neutral ice, and now Chase Berger. Berger with speed with Hutchison. Berger still with it on his stick. Stops. Plays it deep. Hutchison got a late beat to it. Foline first man there. Foline banked it away to Hutchison. Hutchison with a move. Backhand shot. Save made. And a hang on a whistle. Hayden Hawkey made the save. Hutchison made a nice move there to generate a chance. But he couldn't finish on the backhand there. Hawkey stayed with him the whole time. 3:57 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City trailing Omaha 2-0. Face-off now in the Lancer end. Berger against Vessel. We get a stoppage in the Storm. Are tossed on a false start by Chris Wilkie. Hutchison will come in and take it against Vessel. Vessel able to win it. Smith has it now. And it's moved behind the net to Nelson in the Omaha end. Under 4 minutes remaining. Here in the opening period, Lancers with a 2-0 lead right here on the breeze. Still Smith for Omaha. Chipped into the Storm end. Martin calmed it down. Got it to Berger. Berger banked it off the far side wall. Out to neutral ice. Played by the Lancers once again. Omaha has to tag up, and they do. Randolph in onside. Randolph left it down low for Vessel. Vessel, the center on this top line, tied it up. Went down. L'Esperance shoving at it, and he takes it away. Joel L'Esperance had the only Storm goal last night. Moves it ahead, and Mayer played it out of play into the Lancer bench. Stoppage of play with 3:13 remaining in the opening. Nebraska Lottery, first period of play. Storm trail 2-0 to the Lancers. Face off in neutral ice now. The Storm half of things. L'Esperance and Jacob Forsbacka Carlson on the draw. Face off won by the Storm. Sean Lang has it. Lang to the red line. Hit Mayer in the head with the puck. Mayer, of course, being a hard-nosed player, shook it off, went right into the Lancer zone. Well, the problem is L'Esperance was offside. So we got to redo this one here. Face off at the blue line of the Lancers end. And Carlson able to win it against L'Esperance. Now the Lancers moving it for Forsbacka Carlson. Moved it forward. Went off of Hines. Kept out of the zone for a second. Now it's deep in the Storm end. Cecere behind the net. Changes direction. Chipped it over to Lang and Mayer. And it's calmed down by the Lancers. They get the turnover on the forecheck. And now it's Hines behind the net. Hines in front. Tied up by the Storm. Moved up top to Johnson. Moves around one man. Johnson with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound. Lang trying to clear it. He couldn't. Kept in by Johnson again. It goes deep behind the net. Sasir comes to get it on the near side. He's out-hustled by Frigo. Frigo keeping it alive in the near side corner. Storm at the end of a chain of a shift. Got to try to get a change here. As a battle is won by the Storm, and now Lang has it. Lang with the challenge of getting it past the red line so Tri-City can change. Lang backhands one deep in the Lancer end. Mayer wins the battle and negates icing. Try to throw a shot in front. Lost an edge and never got it all the way through. Storm change everybody else. Hines throws one in on Johansson. Johansson will cover up and stop play. Shots on net now, even at 11 apiece. 1:51 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The scoreboard reads 2-0 Omaha. Faceoff to the left of Johansson in the Storm end. Angelo against Ryan McMurphy. Faceoff one back by the Lancers. Foline over to Schultz. Schultz just chips one slowly into the corner. Picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr with it off the backhand up to Poganski on the far side. Poganski to Lebowski. Lebowski racing for it. Lebowski to the net. Save made by Hockey. And there's a penalty upcoming. We may see a penalty, and it's a hooking call on Omaha. Lebowski charging towards the net. Draws the first Century 21 power play of the night for Tri-City. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So Foline in the box for hooking for Omaha. Lebowski's speed creates a power play opportunity. 1:34 remaining in the period. Power play will carry over to the second if the Storm don't score here. Storm win the faceoff. Sasir on the left point. Cutler Martin on the right. Sasir with it at the top of the zone. Horn over to Martin with a shot. Save made. Rebound down low. Mayer's with it in the corner. Mayer able to turn it to Martin. Martin up top for Sasir. Sasir with space. Shot. Save. Rebound is held on to. L'Esperance was lurking in front for a rebound. Sasir took that shot. Nice job getting it through. First shot from Cutler Martin on the one-timer. And Martin with the strength there to be able to one-time that shot. It was a very fast-moving pass. Two good saves from Hockey here to start the power play. Faceoff is won by Omaha now. Schultz in the near side corner, around a Frigo on the far side. Try to clear, and he does clear. Sasir calms it down, plays it neutral ice. Storm tag up. Christian Horn's got it. Horn on the far side now. Looking. Horn. Far side. And tied up really close to the official here. Under a minute to play in the first. Kept in by Sasir at the right point. Sasir down low to Martin. Martin back to Sasir. Got space. Takes a shot just over the net. Whistled over the net. And it would have beaten the goaltender who didn't see it there, Hockey. Now Sasir again. Over to Horn in the left circle. Horn down low. L'Esperance trying to handle it. L'Esperance behind the net. 30 seconds left in the period. L'Esperance in the corner. Hit the official again. And it can't be kept in by Sasir. Had a chance with the glove. Sasir now with 20 seconds left in the period. Back in his own end. Got to be careful. Don't want to have a bad turnover here. But they only have 10 seconds left in the period now. Sasir for Berger. Berger, nice pass to Lebowski on the far side. Final few seconds taken back by Omaha. Poganski goes to chase in the corner, but that'll be it for the first period here as the Lancers end the period with the pucks on their sticks. 27 seconds remaining in the penalty to Foline when we'll start the second period. The Storm will start on the Century 21 power play, but they'll also start trailing 2-0. The Omaha got goals from Jake Randolph and Tyler Hines in the opening period. 20 minutes through, 2-0 Lancers. We'll take a break and come back for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in just a few moments here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste. And zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers. After one period of play, the Lancers have a 2-0 lead on the Storm. Early goal from Jake Randolph, 4:39 into the game. And then Tyler Hines with the goal, make it 2-0 from Luke Afrigo at 12:17, and that's where we stand. Teams were even in shots on net in the first period, 12-12, as we are here in the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And again, the two goals for the Lancers. Randolph from Foline and Schultz at 4:39. Hines from Frigo at 12:17. Three penalties in the opening period. The Storm did not put themselves shorthanded at any point during the first. There was a fight between Steve Hayden and Louis Rowe at 6:32 of the first period. And most recently, Nicholas Foline took a two-minute hooking penalty at 18:26. 27 seconds remain on that penalty when we will restart in the second period. The Storm will have the Century 21 power play. But the story in the first period, Hayden Hockey. Hockey made 12 saves and really fended off a bunch of chances. I thought the Storm played pretty well in the first period. They got their opportunities. They just couldn't make one count. And unfortunately, that's been the big difference here. The Storm couldn't make their chances count. Omaha made the best of their chances. A wide open opportunity for Tyler Hines when he got his goal, and a deflection in front from Jake Randolph. The Storm haven't had that. However, I do think the Storm, like I said, have been playing well. They've been getting good chances in front. They've gotten shots on net. Wilkie, Poganski, Lebosky playing well. Hutchison's seen a couple of nice opportunities. Mayer's been setting people up and playing a good role. I really think the Storm are getting in deep. They're winning battles. They're throwing pucks on net. They're doing the right things here. It's just they haven't been rewarded for it yet. And they're going to really need to take control in the second period to get back into this game. Again, they find themselves in the same situation they were in last night. They're trailing by two after one. And they have to come out and control the play in the second, but get rewarded for it. And last night in Lincoln, they had some chances where they controlled the play, but they weren't getting the goals that they needed, and they got behind 4-0 before they could do anything. So you got to score if you're the Storm, and that's really been the story this season. You talk about defense, goaltending all you want, but the offense has not been good enough to win hockey games. And right now, the offense is there, the puck control's there, the possession, the forechecking, the systems that Josh Howji wants to play. It's just the puck's not going in the net. You always got to simplify things. When the puck's not going in the net, you got to stay simple. And I think that's what the Storm want to do here. In the second period, they trail 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Take a break here on the intermission report. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard check as well as your Best Western trivia, not trivia, but Best Western question email inbox question of the game. We'll get that to you here in a few moments on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always. Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Ralston Arena. Tri-City Storm trail 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers here in the Central Hydraulic. First intermission report. We're 20 minutes through. Jared Sheffrin with you. We're going to check the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Midway Auto Group. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. So we'll check those scores here. Des Moines is on top of Team USA 4-1. 11:26 remaining in the third period. That game an hour ahead of us in Ann Arbor. Des Moines on top 4-1. And the Buccaneers have been getting their act together as of late. Buccaneers have goals here tonight from Marcel Kurth, Ryan Gault, Marcel Godbout, and Joseph Gilhooley. Gilhooley's turning out to be a pretty good acquisition for the Buccaneers. Picked them up in the middle of the season. Dubuque has a 3-2 lead on Indiana. Fighting Saints continue to dominate the USHL. It doesn't matter who's in uniform for the Fighting Saints. They've had a winning team every year since they've been in this league. Just underway in the third period at Pan Am Arena in Indianapolis. The Dubuque Fighting Saints with a 3-2 lead. They've had a couple different players scoring goals. Shane Iserman, Shane Kavanaugh, and Brett Boeing, all with goals for Dubuque. They have a 3-2 lead on Indiana. Former Storm goaltender Christian Fry with the night off tonight is Hayden Stewart is in net for the Fighting Saints. Waterloo and Sioux City tied 1-1 after one period of play at the Tyson Event Center. Musketeers looking to grab 4 points on the weekend as they defeated the Lancers in overtime 6-5 last night. Green Bay with a 2-1 lead on the Chicago Steel after one period in Green Bay. The Gamblers with a 2-1 lead over the Steel. Sioux Falls and Fargo are tied 1-1 after one period. That game being played at Sioux Falls Arena up in South Dakota. Goals in that game, Garrett Gray on the power play for Fargo. Connor Valisano on the power play for the Stampede. 1-1 the score after one period. Stampede out shooting Fargo 12-5. And finally, Muskegon and Lincoln are tied 1-1 at the Icebox in Lincoln. Lincoln home once again to face the Lumberjacks. And Brandon Smith has a power play goal for the Stars. Harold Egel with a goal for the Lumberjacks. 1-1 score. Muskegon and Lincoln all tied up after one period of play. Here in Omaha, the Lancers have a 2-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. It's time for that Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. We asked for your questions, and we've got one tonight from Jason Hansen. Jason asks, how long has Josh Howji been the head coach of the Tri-City Storm? Well, Jason, this is Josh's third season with the Storm. Josh started as an assistant coach in his first season, but in November, he was promoted to head coach after the Storm made some changes to their staff. And Howji, this is his second full season with the Storm, second season starting from the beginning, but his third overall season. At the end of his first season, the Storm did make the playoffs and lost a series in Waterloo. Last season, the Storm were out of the playoffs. This season, Storm looking to get back into the postseason. Top four teams make it in the Western Conference. It should be a dogfight and a battle of the end in the Western Conference for those top four playoff seeds. Omaha right now is leading the Western Conference with an advantage. They have 7 wins already and 15 points. Tri-City right now with 6 points. They got 2 wins and 2 overtime losses for their 6 points and looking to get 2 more here tonight, but they trail 2-0. To the Omaha Lancers. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the second period of play here in Omaha. Tri-City needs a big one. They trail by 2, but plenty of time remaining to get back in this game. When we come back, we'll have the drop of the puck in the second here in just a few moments on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Samway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Ralston Arena. Ready for the second period. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers back out on the ice. Storm have a century 21 power play for the first 27 seconds of this period. They'll carry over that power play from the first period. A Nicholas Folin hooking penalty. Lancers back out on the ice first here at the Ralston Arena. Lancers for the second period will go from right to left on your radio dial from P to Q. On your keyboard if you're listening online or on your mobile device. Tri-City Storm will go from left to right. They're back on the ice. Storm from Q to P. In the second period. And once again, Johansson back to his crease for the Lancers. Why not stay with Hayden Hockey? Started well, made 12 saves. The first 12 shots he's seen. Teams are back out on the ice. Once again, the Storm starting with this power play abbreviated for 27 seconds to start this second period. And we'll see what power play unit that Josh Howgie goes with. Looks like Wilkie and Poganski, Lebowski will be on the ice. Along with Glukowski and Cutler-Martin. Omaha will start with Johnson, Hines, Forsbacka Carlson, and Tucker Pullman. Pullman, a special teams guy. He plays power play and penalty kill for Omaha. And we're ready to start the second period. So Storm looking for a quick start on the power play here to begin. And they win the faceoff. Back to Wilkie. Wilkie finds Glukowski in his own end. Nice pass ahead for Lebowski. Chips it in. Right on the goaltender, Hockey. And he plays it into the Storm bench and out of play. So the Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff here. 14 seconds remain on the Century 21 power play. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Omaha, just underway in the second period, about 13 seconds in. Berger takes the draw against Forsbacka Carlson to the left of Hockey. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Lebowski for Glukowski on the right point. Wilkie with a shot, save made by Hockey. And now it's Poganski. Poganski up top. Glukowski let it go out of the zone. He was retreating in case of a turnover, and we're back at even strength. Glukowski almost lost the puck here in the corner. Forsbacka Carlson ties him up. Glukowski kicking it forward to Poganski. Nice outlet pass over to Berger. Berger has Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski moving to the net. Chance in front was chipped away by the stick of the goaltender. Hockey. Schultz jumps his man on the near side wall. Flipped over and out of the zone on the far side. Here comes Omaha with a rush. Lancers in onside, broken up though by Horn. Storm, and Eastman could have had an opportunity there as he jumped off the bench but went the wrong way and couldn't catch up to the puck. Now the Storm with possession. It's Christian Horn. Threw a shot towards the net, and it's waffle-boarded away by the goaltender. Now Horn back on a stick after a turnover. Chance for Lesperance. Shot it over the net. And it's moved out by the Lancers in a neutral ice. Deflection into the Storm end. And going to play it now is Cutler-Martin. He's tied up. Coming in to pick it up is Lesperance. Lesperance tried to leave it there. Turned over to Vessel. Vessel had a chance in front. Never got a shot off. And now Drew Mayer finds Lesperance to neutralize. Horn with it. Horn back to Lesperance, who held the line. Lost the puck, though. And now it's Vessel. Here's Omaha with a 2-on-2. Vessel on the far side. Shot save made by Johansson. Now Randolph gets to it. Back to Vessel. Chance in front. Man was tied up there. Nice back check by Tri-City. And Horn turns it up. Hat try to get it for Cecere. Mayer moving in on the forecheck, though. And now it's Schultz. Schultz to Router. Alex Router dumped it in. Cecere trying to take him out of the play. Tate lost it to Christian Horn. Horn with a 3-on-2 if he hurries. Finds Mayer. Mayer's in. Back to Horn. Didn't get to it. Mayer got taken down. A big hit by Schultz on the near side wall. Storm almost with a turnover there on the forecheck, but Schultz gets it back. Now Alex Router leaves it for Tate. Here's Tate moving on the near side to the net on the goal line. Chance in front. Save made. Rebound. Shot over the net by Brian Williams. Now Nelson with a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound. Poganski's got it. Poganski had a chance for Lebowski. Lebowski's in onside on the near side with a shot that missed the net wide. And Lang comes to take a shot. Save made by Hockey. Stick is loose here in the Omaha end, but Router plays it forward for the Lancers. Router back to Tate. All day misses the shot wide left. Tate had a big opportunity. Now here comes Berger the other way. Berger in onside. Berger on the left side. Shot save with a glove by Hockey. Back and forth action here. 3 minutes into the second period. No goals in this frame just yet for either side. Lancers leading 2-0, but both teams with chances on either side. As the Lancers have had opportunities. Best one there for the Lancers for Ryan Tate, the Santa Clara, California native. For the Storm, Berger with a nice shot in the glove. Save made by Hockey. Faceoff now is won by the Lancers in their own end. Moved forward by Tucker Pullman and now carried into neutral ice and dumped into the Storm end by Henderson. It got past Glukowski, going to chase for the Lancers. Pullman on the near side wall keeps it in. Shovels it down low once again. Angelo got sealed off by Berger. Henderson comes in to pick it up. Behind the net. Angelo up top. Finds Louis Rowe. Rowe to the point for Johnson. Back to Rowe on the right circle. Chance in front. Deflection there. Loose puck picked up by Pullman. Shot save Johansson. Rebounds cleared out by Tri-City. Will not carry for icing. Omaha will have to play in their own end. And they call icing before the puck even crossed the goal line. That is a awful icing call. The puck did not cross the goal line before they called the icing. How'd you upset about it? That's an unbelievable icing call. It was not going to reach before the Lancer defenseman was going to be back. 16:21 remaining in the second period. Lancers catching a break. Glukowski's arguing this. Storm bench not happy. Now a Tri-City faceoff in their own end here. And the faceoff's won by the Lancers. Schultz over to Foline on the right point. Foline down low. Loose puck there. It was poked away by Tri-City, and Kyle Eastman has it on his stick. Now Torridello. Dello ahead. Hit by a Lancer stick and neutralized. Jimmy Schultz has it. Schultz from his own end. Back into the Storm end where Dello will calm it down. Torridello off the near side wall. Couldn't get it out of the zone. Now it's Horn. Back to Dello. Dello, cross-ice pass for Glukowski. Glukowski banks it off the wall. Up ice it goes. Racing forward is Christian Horn. Not going to get there. Icing whistled on Tri-City. This time it was a good call. 15:49 remaining here in the middle frame in Omaha. Lancers with a 2-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm here at the Ralston Arena. Face-off to the left of Johansson. L'Esperance on the draw for Tri-City, won by the Storm. Dello lost it behind the net, but re-found the puck, got it to Glukowski. Horn got it out of the zone, back to Smith and the Omaha defense. Nelson now on the far side, and here come the Lancers in onside. Ooh, they say they're offside. Looked like the Lancers held the line there. Vessel got tripped up after the play. We get a stoppage once again with 15:34 remaining in the second period. 2-0 Lancer lead. Vessel on the faceoff against Chase Berger in neutral ice just outside the Tri-City Storm end. Faceoff is won forward by Berger. Finds Wilkie. Wilkie in onside with a shot to the net. Deflected away by the goaltender Hockey. Down low, it goes to Berger from Hutchison. Now it's Wilkie trying to kick it free to Schultz. Schultz on the backhand, left it for Wilkie. And now back to Schultz with a shot deflection and a save made. Hutchison thought it might have went in. The whistle blew pretty early there, but Hawkey made the save. Good opportunity there for the Storm. Wilkie with that shot. And now they take the faceoff out of the zone. Maybe they said it was a high stick. Faceoff outside of the Storm end. So they blew that play down before the puck even got in. Maybe they called a high stick. Or a hand pass. A hand pass would have been down in the Storm end. I'm not sure what they called. But Omaha able to win the faceoff and control play. Back towards the Storm end. Kicked in by Tate. Tate from the far side. Shot went off the side of the net. Rebound. Big collision on the backboard. Wilkie moved it forward. Kept in by Steve Johnson. But now taken back by Wilkie. Chris Wilkie here on the near side. He's got space. Wilkie into the zone. Makes a move past one player. Pullman shot. Save made there by Hawkey. Rebound Berger over to Wilkie. Wilkie got it taken away. And now Pullman will play it on the far side for Tate. And now it's moved up to Router. Router flips it into the Storm end. Sean Lang goes back to get it. First game in a Storm uniform for Lang. Takes a hit. Moves it to Kerr. And now Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy on the near side. Couldn't get it past the red line. Taken away by Omaha. Storm tag up Poganski on the ice for it. McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy with a shot that was blocked. And now foaling around the near side wall and out of play. Deflection out by Omaha. And they say it'll stay in the Omaha end. The faceoff will. 14-18 remaining in the second period here in Ralston. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to the Lancers. Trying to get on the board here. McMurphy will take the faceoff against Anthony Angelo. Angelo measured in at 6'5". Doesn't look like it on the ice, but 6'5", a big player, Angelo, from Manlius, New York. Committed to Cornell. School not too far from there. Is Louis Rowe able to get it for the Lancers off the faceoff? Dumped into the Storm end now. Picked up by Glukowski behind the Tri-City net. Turned over to Henderson. Henderson behind the net now. Glukowski trying to tie him up. Puck's free. McMurphy has it. Ryan McMurphy ahead for Poganski. Couldn't get it out. Jimmy Schultz with a shot. Deflection off the side of the net. Rebound now on the near side. Storm fighting for it. And a penalty whistle to Tri-City. Tripping is the call on the Storm. And it'll be the Lancers' first power play of the night. 13:41 remaining in the second period. Storm going on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today. Kulkowski in the box for tripping. 2-0 Omaha lead. Critical time of the game right now for the Tri-City Storm penalty kill. Cannot afford to get behind any further than they already are. Trailing 2-0 to Omaha in this second period. Glukowski in the box. Josh Howgie with a media timeout here to work on the penalty kill with his penalty killing unit. A unit that has seen a lot of time on the ice this season. Storm lead the league in penalty minutes per game coming in here tonight. And out of the timeout, we'll see Eastman, Martin, Schultz, and Ryan McMurphy. Lancers will have their top power play unit of Gage Huff, Tyler Vessel, Jake Randolph, Tucker Pullman, and Steve Johnson. The number two power play unit in the USHL mount to go to work for the first time tonight. Johnson off the faceoff for Omaha with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Pullman in down low to keep it alive for Huff. Now back to Pullman. Pullman, the captain of this Lancer team. Got it to Huff. Around the wall it goes. Eastman, first man there. Got it out of the zone. All the way down. McMurphy racing for it. And he'll tie up Pullman here in the Omaha zone. Kick free to Vessel. Vessel centers it for Randolph. Randolph in the zone on the far side. Stops on the right circle. Up top for Johnson. Johnson with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebounds batted at. Johansson can't find it. Rebound. Another save made by Johansson with the right pad. He got over to stop the wraparound. And the Storm clear the zone. Johansson was there to make the big save on the rebound with the right pad on the wraparound. Now brought forward by the Lancers on the power play for another minute seven. The Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Johnson stopped at the line by his own man. Ran into Foline. and the Lancers have to regroup. It's Randolph. Randolph past the red line. In onside on the far side. Up top for Foline. Shot was blocked there by Berger, and Berger's going to be able to skate it and carry it out all the way down. Hockey calms the puck down for the Lancers. 43 seconds remain in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Foline ahead for Luca Frigo. Frigo tries to split the D, makes the pass, shot, save Johansson! The shot came from Ryan Tate, and boy, oh boy, Jacob Johansson able to get it blocker side. Tate tried it on the backhand, short side, Johansson there to make the save, and right now keeping the Storm in the game. Tri-City trailing 2-0, 12-14 remaining in the second, 34 seconds remaining in the Glukowski tripping penalty. And the Storm penalty kill, trying to kill this one off. McMurphy against Forsbacher Carlson. Omaha wins the faceoff. Foline on the near side to the center. Now Tate on the left circle. Tate, top of the left circle. Down low it goes to Forsbacher Carlson. Forsbacher Carlson on the near side. Up top, a shot from Foline. Save made by Johansson. Now on the far side, Jimmy Schultz. Down low to Luca Frigo in the far side corner. Centering pass tipped away there by Drew Mayer. Up top it goes for Foline. Foline centers for Schultz at the top of the zone. Schultz switches sides with Foline. Foline, 5 seconds left in the power play. Schultz back to Forsbacher Carlson with a shot. Blocked in front. Rebound loose. Save Johansson with the right pad. And the Storm are at even strength. Ryan Tate with the rebound. Up top for Foline. Keeps it in at the right point. Foline over to Schultz on the near side. Schultz with a shot right into Johansson's chest, and he hangs on. Jacob Johansson, the save of the night so far as the power play time was expiring. He got over there with a right pad to make a save on a rebound in front. Keeps this a 2-0 Lancers lead. And a big sequence there on the power play for Omaha. They had chances, and Johansson has stonewalled them. 11:25 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0. Have just killed a power play. Lancers now a false start on the faceoff. Angelo gets tossed out. Coming in is Jake Henderson. Faceoff is won by Cecere. Well, by the Storm to Cecere. And now L'Esperance finds it back. And here come the Storm. Horn in onside. Horn gets it back on a give and go with a shot. Save made. And the rebound was loose, but the officials blew the whistle before it was officially covered up there. As Hockey had a beat on it, made the save, but the whistle blew. 11-12 remaining in the second period. Lancers 2-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm right here on the breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. L'Esperance will take the draw against Brian Williams. The faceoff is won by Tri-City. Storm with it. Horn up top for Lang. Lang lost it out of the zone, and now it's an offside whistle to Tri-City as Horn touched it when it came back in the zone. Little miscommunication there. Lang couldn't hold the line. And the faceoff just outside the Omaha zone. L'Esperance against Williams again. Williams able to win it this time for Omaha. Johnson has it in his own end for Pullman. Pullman faked on a pass. Now threw a pass into the Storm end. Stopped by Lang. And back out to neutralize for Pullman. Williams with it now. Cross-ice pass. Alex Router with space. Router fanned on a shot. And now Christian Horn will turn it up the ice. Horn found L'Esperance. L'Esperance is in onside with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Goes wide. It was deflected wide of the net. L'Esperance, that's a nice job there by L'Esperance of throwing a puck on net and looking for a rebound. Two other Storm forwards charging there. L'Esperance saw it and put the puck on net. Nice job. Router stopped as he entered the zone. Here come the Storm the other way. Wilkie in onside. Hayden looked like he had snapped ahead. Wilkie back over to Berger. Berger, Wilkie, and Steve Hayden. Interesting line combo for Tri-City. Omaha has the puck, though, and they'll move forward. Lancers to neutral ice. Now in onside, it's Hines. Tyler Hines. Glukowski stops him. Hines falls down. Puck picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr retreats and now starts forward. At his own blue line. Found Berger. Berger flips it in deep. Goes and chases. Foline has it. Storm trapping here in the offensive zone. Lancers find it and break it free. Hines in onside on the near side this time for Schultz. Schultz down low in the near side corner for Forsbacher Carlson. Takes a hit from Berger. Puck's loose. And Kevin Kerr able to free it. He's with Glukowski. Kerr's got it and loses it dangerously. Picked up by Hayden, and he just shovels it out with his hand. Nice heads-up play there by Stephen Hayden to get out of the zone. And now it's Jimmy Schultz who dumps it back in deep. Storm forwards need a change. They're tired here. Kerr and Glukowski trying to bring it forward. Glukowski from the near side corner. Found Hayden on the near side wall. Hayden got it out of the zone. And a stoppage as Omaha had come back in offside. 9:07 remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers, being outshot 20-16. A lot of the difference in shots here in the second period came on that two-minute power play that the Lancers had. The only penalty of the second thus far is Nolan Lukowski for tripping. Goals for Omaha, Jake Randolph and Tyler Hines in the first period. Once again, shots on net 20-16. They've added another for the Storm. And things have been very close, back and forth in this game. However, the goals stand at 2-0 Omaha. And that's the difference here in this game, is the two goals in the first period. Storm have played a good couple, or good half of the first 10 minutes in the second period. They got to continue playing hard, continue fighting, and continue to throw the pucks on the net. Coming out of the timeout, the Storm have Loboski, McMurphy, Poganski, Jaden Schultz, and Cutler Martin. Face off just outside the Storm end. McMurphy takes the draw for Tri-City. It's scrum four, won by the Lancers. They chip it in deep. First man there is Vessel. Schultz able to knock him off the puck. Martin around the far side. Loboski could not catch up to it. Kept in by Omaha. The shot was blocked in front. Another shot blocked by Poganski. And stoppage of play. Puck went into the Lancer bench. 8:51 remaining in the second period. Storm looking for their first goal of the night, trailing 2-0. Faceoff, and Loboski's arguing. She's right. I think it should be outside of the zone. And they're gonna put the faceoff outside of the Storm end. Storm win this argument. 8:51 remains in the second period. Faceoff won by Tri-City. They knock it right back out of the zone. And Omaha has possession in neutral ice. McMurphy shoves Randolph. Puck went in onside. And now back down low for the Lancers. Randolph in his own end. Loboski and McMurphy on the forecheck for Tri-City. Steve Johnson circles back. Omaha still with it in their own end. Pullman and Johnson. Pullman gets away from Loboski. Into the zone. Gage Huff. Shot. Hits Johansson in the mask. Rebound went wide. Up top, kept in by Johnson. Shot was blocked by Schultz. And now Loboski chips it forward to Poganski. Poganski takes a shot, but he really fanned on it. Didn't get all that he wanted on it, and it was saved by Hockey. Lancers come the other way with Pullman. Pullman in a neutral ice, turned over to L'Esperance. L'Esperance to Dello on the near side, and that one in offside. Drew Mayer entered the zone with his skates before he could bring the puck in. Silly mistake there. As the puck was chipped by a Lancer stick, Mayer's skates went in the zone before he brought the puck in. Howji arguing the call. 7:56 remaining in the second period. Lancers on top 2-0 here on the Breeze. L'Esperance, Horn, and Mayer, the line for Tri-City. Faceoff scrum four, won by the Lancers. Back into the Storm end, it's Torrey Dello. Dello ahead and into the Lancer end. Deflected by Schultz. Deep into the Lancer end, and now Foley around the far side, all the way down the ice. Icing waved off here as the puck's rolling on its edge, deep into the Storm end. Lang ties up Angelo in the far side wall. It's moved by the Lancers, and Dello able to free his man up, right into the official. Storm get a turnover, trying to bring it out of the zone, but they had a miscommunication at the top of the zone. L'Esperance able to give it a Horn. Horn. Couple moves getting away from the Lancers players, and now he's got it. Threw it through neutral ice and all the way down for an icing. So Christian Horn made a couple nice moves in his own end, but then tried for a home run pass, and the mistake will lead to a Storm icing and a faceoff in their own end with 7:10 remaining here in the second period. Storm trailing 2-0 to Omaha. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. Williams against L'Esperance on the draw. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lang down low to Dello. Dello reverses play, goes back down low to Lang. Lang on the far side. Found his man Mayer on the wall. Mayer can't clear the zone. L'Esperance coming over to help. He can't help. Chance in front for the Lancers, taken away by Dello, and now Mayer out to neutral ice. L'Esperance has got a step on his man. L'Esperance to the far side. Chance in front for the attacking Mayer. Just got a stick in on it, never went on net. And now it's played back by the Lancers, and Matt Nelson has it forward now to Alex Router. Router on the near side. Router back for Brian Williams, taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie banks it off the near side wall. Neutral ice, it goes for Hutchison. Bouncing puck, he couldn't handle it. Tate gets it back for Omaha, and now Nelson. Nelson down low into the storm end. Slowed up by Johansson. Nice play to Cecier, from Cecier to Hutchison, who banked it and neutralized right to Forsbacka Carlson, though. The Lancers take it back. Pullman to Router, who deflects in. Pullman's charging on it, but now he holds up as Lang played it to Cecier. Cecier got it forward now for Berger and Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Never got it in the zone, but his body was in the zone. Storm take the puck back. Kerr try to get it in deep, but Pullman stopped that one. A bouncing puck in neutral ice. Tough to be controlled by either side here. As the Lancers end up with it on their sticks, it's Luca Frigo. Frigo ahead for Hines. Hines holding on the left circle. Back to Frigo with a shot off the side of the net. Rebound Chase Berger. Berger in the near side corner. Trying to get it out. Kept in by Steve Johnson with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound. Save Johansson. And the rebound this time picked up by Kevin Kerr. Down low for Cecier. Cecier on the far side. All the way down the ice. Apparently deflected by a Lancer. So no icing. Storm get a break here. And now it's back into the Storm end. No icing. 5:19 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0. Schultz turns it over in his own end. And here come the Lancers with an opportunity. Vessel in the near side corner. Fanned on a pass. Poganski takes it for the Storm. Back to neutral ice. Lancers have it. Vessel dumps it in deep. Johansson out of his net. Leaves it for Kerr. Around the far side wall. Got to scramble back. Chance in front. Vessel tried to find Huff. It went free for Schultz. Schultz on the near side wall now. Schultz. Chance in front. Loose puck. It's spinning around. Picked back up by Vessel. Up top for Huff. Huff on the left point to the center for Schultz. Shot. Deflection wide. May have gotten a piece with Johansson's right pad. Vessel to the center again. Foline calming it down at the top. Deflection wide of the net on a shot there. And now it's kept in again. But now the Storm come out with a 2-on-1. Here's McMurphy and Lebowski. McMurphy to Lebowski. Lebowski shoots off the post. Lebowski with an unbelievable opportunity. He rings it off the post. And it's still 2-0 Lancers. Omaha with the puck now. Foline out to neutral ice. L'Esperance back to Martin. Cutler Martin in his own end. Martin now to neutral ice. Found Mayer. Goes into the Omaha end. Mayer to the center. And a chance there for Horn. He couldn't get a shot off. Omaha player losing the helmet near the bench there. It goes all the way back into the Storm end for an icing on Omaha. Lancers can't change. They've got some tired legs here. Storm with a few point-blank opportunities for Dan Lebowski and Christian Horn. Lebowski, who has yet to score his first Storm goal, rang one off the post. Got ever so close on a great 2-on-1 where McMurphy left it to Lebowski with plenty of room. And Lebowski beat the goaltender Hockey, but rang it off the post. Cecier got the puck off the faceoff win for Tri-City in the Omaha end. Shot it wide, and now it's out of the zone. Omaha put it out into the Storm end. No icing. Cecier has it to Glukowski, who loses an edge. Christian Horn's got to come in and pick it up. Now Omaha has it, though. Router wraps it around the boards to the far side. Brian Williams. Down low to Louis Rowe to the center. Stopped by L'Esperance. Turns it over. Shot save Johansson. Rebound pushed into the corner by Cecier. Williams into the near side corner. Chance in front for Louis Rowe. And out of the zone it goes. 3:20 left in the second period. Omaha with a 2-0 lead. Both goals scored in the first. Cecier with it for the Storm in the Tri-City end. Glukowski now moves it forward. Horn deflected with a stick, but right on the Lancers. Glukowski played it forward with a hand pass, and now it's out of play. Right into the seats, couple rows in front of the broadcast booth here. Lancers had cleared it out from neutral ice. So the faceoff is just outside the Lancer end. 2:59 remaining in the second period. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Omaha. Berger against Forsbacka Carlson on the faceoff. Officials getting Eastman and Frigo to back out of the way before he drops the puck. Face-off is scrum form, won by Omaha. Back to the Lancers, and it's Nelson over to Smith. Smith past the red line. And it's shot in by Brendan Smith to the far side wall. Forsbacka Carlson lost the puck to Berger. Berger got taken down. No call coming. Here comes the Lancers in transition. Pass moves behind Tyler Hines. Hines working well on the far side wall, though, keeping possession. Puck's loose in front. Stephen Hayden trying to get to it. Now it's loose again. A chance for the Lancers. Couldn't get a shot off. Another shot from Frigo deflected wide of the net. Steve Hayden now trying to find Berger. Able to get it to neutral ice. But Omaha puts it right back in the Storm end. Kevin Kerr finds it on the near side. Banks it to neutral ice. It's picked up by Steve Hayden in onside. Hayden on the near side wall to the center for Eastman. Eastman to the center again. And here's a chance. Hayden with a shot. Save made. Rebounds loose. Picked up by Omaha and brought in a neutral ice where it's gloved down by Lang. Sean Lang banks it into the corner. Goes off on a change. Lancers with it. Brendan Smith takes a hit there from Steve Hayden. And now it's moved out by the Lancers. Gage Huff on the far side. Huff past the red line. Huff in onside. Huff dumps it deep. Goes and chases. Jalen Schultz, the first man there. Lebosky has it now. Dan Lebosky trying to move past Pullman. He couldn't. McMurphy to it. Ryan McMurphy puts it into the Lancer end. Vessel banks it off the far side wall. Now gets it back. Vessel puts it into the crowd. Stopping play with 1:23 left in the second period. Been some good chances for both sides here in the second, but no goals have been scored by either side. 2-0 Lancer lead, 1:23 remaining in the period. Faceoff to the right of the goaltender, Hockey Storm, with an offensive zone faceoff, trying to win it forward, but they couldn't. Taken back by the Lancers now and moved out to neutralize, chipped into the Storm end, rolling towards Johansson, no icing. Schultz on the far side, banked it out of the zone. Here's Wilkie with an opportunity, one-on-one. Wilkie got it poked away by the defenseman, Steve Johnson. Nice poke by Johnson. And now here's a two-on-two for the Lancers. Randolph leaves it for the trailer. It's a chance in front for Johnson. Save made, Johansson. Bukowski was down on the play and slowly getting up to his knees. Nice puck movement by the Lancers. That line moves the puck really well. And Steve Johnson, who started the rush after poking it off Wilkie's stick, was able to move it up and take that shot. Get a replay here of the Johansson save. He was right there in good positioning. Faceoff won by the Lancers, and they lose it out of the zone. It deflected off a skate back to Jimmy Schultz. Last minute of play here in the second. Again, no goals have been scored in the second. Lancers with a 2-0 lead. They're okay with it. Storm trying to get it out of the zone. They do. Horn had it for Lesperance, who chips it in deep. 35 seconds remaining in the period. Wrapped around the near side by the Lancers to Henderson. Henderson up to the top of the zone. Glukowski kept it in. Down low for Horn. Horn to the center, and it never got there as Foline intercepted it. Here come the Lancers with the rush. Foline leading it. The defenseman takes a shot well over the net off the backboards. And now Horn leaves it for Glukowski. Chips it to the far side. 10 seconds left in the period. Mayer and Horn. Storm content to just run some clock here and end the period. And icing waved off on Tri-City as they send it to Lancer end. No goals for either side in the second period. We're heading to the third. It's a 2-0 Lancer lead. Omaha, I think they thought that should have been an icing on the Storm to end that period. But it was not called. And that's how we end this period. Storm trail 2-0 as we head to the third and final period right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire Service Straight Talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers have yet to break through on backup goaltender Hayden Hockey. Through two periods, the Storm have 17 shots on net, and Hockey saved all of them. Couple good opportunities for Tri-City in the second. Not as many shots on goal in the second for Tri-City, but had a couple opportunities. And in the second period, the best opportunity for Tri-City was Dan Lebosky, who wrung one off the post on a 2-on-1. And the Storm still scoreless as we head to the third period. Good news for the second is they didn't allow any goals in that one. And we have the same score after two periods that we had after one. We're inside the Central Hydraulic. Second intermission report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Now the Stadler implement period recap. Not a ton to talk about in that period. We had no goals. We only had one penalty to Nolan Glukowski for tripping at 6:19. Omaha outshot the Storm 11-5, but on that power play is when Omaha got a lot of their shots. The Lancers really took advantage of that power play, and Jacob Johansson was fantastic on that penalty kill. He made some huge saves. Otherwise, if it was 3-0 here, it'd be a lot different of a game heading into the third period. Instead, Johansson keeps the Lancers off the board in the second. I have a feeling Johansson might have to keep the Lancers off the board for the rest of this game in order for the Storm to win. With the way that Tri-City's been scoring, Johansson, he's got to do all that he can to keep the Storm in these games, and that's the way it was early in the season a couple of weeks ago, and that's really the way it's been. Storm continue to be snake-bitten on the offensive end, and 17 shots all have been saved by the Lancers goaltender Hayden Hockey. Jacob Johansson has made 21 saves on 23 shots through two periods. A couple Storm players that have done well here tonight with shots on goal. Poganski's got two, Berger's got two, Hutchison with two, Lesperance two, Wilkie two. For the Lancers, Tyler Hines has 4 and a goal. Tyler Vessel has 3. Ryan Williams has 4. Ryan Tate with 3. So a couple Lancers with big shot totals. But once again, no goals in that second period. And we are still 2-0 Lancers with the advantage. 20 minutes remaining in this one. Each side has had one power play, and So both teams staying out of the box. It's been a pretty clean game. Up and down, fast pace, kind of the way you want it if you're the Storm. Except for they haven't been able to beat the goaltender Hayden Hockey. And that's really the difference in this game. If the Storm can do something in the third, you'll see the difference. But right now, it's 2-0 Omaha. So we'll take a break. Come back with your out-of-town scoreboard update right here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report from the Ralston Arena. You're on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game!
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing the Omaha Lancers 2-0 after two periods of play. Jared Sheffrin here with you on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report as we're inside the Ralston Arena for the first of four meetings at the Ralston Arena. Five meetings between these two teams at the Viero Event Center. We'll be seeing a lot of the Lancers coming up in the next couple weeks. Storm this week have a different week coming up. They actually will face they'll face the Waterloo Blackhawks on a Wednesday game. It'll be Zombie Night at the Viero Event Center. Get your tickets by calling the Viero Event Center box office or by logging on to stormhockey.com. And a Wednesday night game against Waterloo. It's Zombie Night at the Viero Event Center. And then a Friday game at home against Lincoln. So chance for the Storm to get some revenge against Lincoln after a 6-1 loss last night in the icebox. This one on Friday will be at home at the Viero Event Center. It's Friday night games. Free Kids Friday, 7:30 p.m. start at the Viero Event Center. On Wednesday, the game against Waterloo, a 7:05 p.m. start. And then the Storm will go on the road to Sioux City on Saturday next week. So three games in the week for the Storm, a chance to make up some ground in the standings, but also a chance to lose ground in the standings. So three games on the week, once again, Wednesday at home against Waterloo, Friday at home against Lincoln, Saturday on the road at the Sioux City Musketeers, 7 p.m. start at the Tyson Event Center there. A lot of games coming up here on this USHL schedule for the Tri-City Storm. Now let's check the out-of-town scoreboard report presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. A lot of action here in the USHL tonight. Des Moines defeated Team USA 5-2 in Ann Arbor. Nice road win for the Des Moines Buccaneers. A 5-2 final in favor of Des Moines. Indiana has come back to defeat the Dubuque Fighting Saints. The Ice win that one 5-3. A come-from-behind victory for the Indiana Ice. And a nice 2 points picked up for them. Dubuque drops in this one 5-3. Waterloo and Sioux City tied 2-2 after two. The Blackhawks have started right on the heels of the Lancers in second place in the Western Conference. Sioux City is in fourth. Right now, the top four in the Western Conference, Omaha, Waterloo, Sioux Falls, and Sioux City. Right now, in Sioux City, Waterloo and the Musketeers tied 2-2. Goals in that one, Avery Peterson, Blake Winnecke, and Peter Krieger. Peterson has two for Sioux City. Both goals scored by Avery Peterson. It's 2-2 after two in Sioux City. Green Bay with a 3-2 lead on the Chicago Steel after two periods of play. Sioux Falls with a 2-1 lead on Fargo. And I mentioned Sioux Falls at the top of the standings. Storm and the Force each have 6 points. They're at the bottom of the standings right now. And the Force are down 2-1 to the Stampede. After two periods of play, Tony Calderon has the goal for Sioux Falls and has them in the lead right now. That was the only goal of the second period. Stampede leading 2-1 over the Force. And finally, Muskegon has taken a 3-1 lead over the Lincoln Stars. Lumberjacks getting goals here to take the lead from Mason Yopst and Matt Icapelli. Yopst with an assist on that second goal as well. Lincoln has, by the way, added a second goal now, so it's 3-2. John Simonson just scored at the end of the second period from Jared Colquist. That game at the Icebox in Lincoln. Muskegon with a 3-2 lead over the Stars late in the second period. Take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll come back with the beginning of the third period here at the Ralston Arena. Storm trailing 2-0 after two. Need some goals for the third to get back in this one. Right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're ready for the third period here in Omaha, Tri-City, trailing 2-0 right now to the Omaha Lancers. And the Lancers, with that two-goal lead, they've had it for some time. They're scoring early in the first period. Goals, last goal we saw was for Tyler Hines at 12:17 of the first period. Want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia. Valentino's, who is sponsoring Tuesday Trivia on the Tri-City Storm Facebook page. Check on Tuesday, Storm Facebook page. We'll have a question for you to answer, and Valentino's will be giving away a free buffet every week. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet. Pasta, pizza, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Back on the ice with both teams. Storm will be going from right to left for the third period here on your radio dial. Omaha from left to right. And again, 2-0 the score. Lancers in the lead. Storm offensive struggles early on this season continue tonight through the first two periods. 17 shots on net, haven't gotten one to beat the Omaha netminder. Lancers have 23 shots on net. And two have beaten Jacob Johansson. So, Lancers will start with Tucker Pullman as well as Steve Johnson on defense. And their top line, Jake Randolph, Tyler Vessel, and Gage Huff. Josh Howgie and his team ready to go for the third period. They'll start with Nick Hutchison, Chris Wilkie, Chase Berger, Jalen Schultz, and Cutler Martin. Johansson and Hockey in net. The faceoff is won by the Storm. Schultz ahead for Wilkie, and it went off the Lancer bench and out of play. So we get a stop at just 8 seconds in to the Big O Tires third period of play. Faceoff will be at center ice. Vessel and Chase Berger on the faceoff. Is one forward by Omaha. Randolph chipped it in the Storm end. Schultz ahead for Wilkie on the near side. Moved by Berger. Berger could not get out of the zone. And back into the Storm end, it's Cutler Martin. Martin behind the net, rolls it around the near side. Omaha plays it. Pullman with a shot. And it was deflected in front. A lot of traffic in front of Johansson for that one. Storm with it, and Hutchison puts it in deep into the Omaha end. Hockey to the near side. Pullman deflected it to Huff in neutral ice. Got picked back by Pullman. And now it's moved forward by Forsbacka Carlson. And onside to Frigo. Overskated it. And now the Storm turned it the other way, but a miscommunication, neutral ice. And Omaha takes the puck back. Hines moves it on the near side to Foline. Foline wraps it around to the far side of the Storm end. Glukowski, first man there, played it out of the zone. Picked up back by Omaha. Foline takes a hit there from Mayer. Got it to Hines. Hines is in onside. Nice little pass to Carlson. Chance in front. Save Johansson with the left pad. Rebound is down low into the near side corner. Hines on the near side wall. Leaves it for Foline. Foline with space to the top. Frigo, a lot of space for Frigo. Leaves it for Schultz with a shot that was blocked by Christian Horn. Storm out to neutral ice. Again, miscommunication. And this time, Lang trying to get it to Mayer, and the Storm don't get have possession. Lancers with it once again. Jimmy Schultz. And that one shipped by Brian Williams out of play near the Storm bench. 18-18 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Faceoff will be in neutral ice at the center. Center logo here. Williams against McMurphy on the faceoff. Faceoff is scrum forward, won by Tri-City, but they push it back into the Lancer end. And it's played forward now by the Lancers. Williams in onside. Brian Williams leaves it for Router with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Went over the net. Router had an opportunity there on the rebound. Went over the net. Johansson made the first save. Another chance in front. didn't get on net. And now Smith keeps it alive for Omaha. Lancers have come out with possession here and have controlled play first couple minutes of the third. Kerr takes it into the zone. Kevin Kerr leaves it for Lebowski with a shot that misses the net wide right. Rebound, Tori Dello. Dello just banks one off the wall over to Lebowski, who overskated a bouncing puck. And Williams for Omaha gets it taken away by McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy leaves it for Lebowski. Lebowski up top for Dello on the point. Found Kevin Kerr on the near side. Kerr on the left point. Back to Dello on the right. Dello takes a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound. Wilkie backhander through the crease. Couldn't get there. Kept in, though, by Lebowski now off a clearing attempt. Lebowski moves around one man to the right circle. Flips it to the center. Knocked down by Smith. And now here come the Lancers. Tate through neutral ice. Gets by a few Storm players. Goes in on Kerr. Stops to the center. Kept in nicely there by Henderson. Put it in deep. Henderson sealed off nicely by Dello. And now Berger banks it off the far side wall. And it flops into the Omaha zone. Hutchison and Wilkie had no idea where it was for the Storm. And now here's Angelo for Omaha, taken away by Berger. Berger in his own end. Berger over to Cecere. Cecere back to Berger. Got some room. Berger up the far side. In onside to Hutchison. Hutchison trying to get to the center. Rolls in on the goaltender. Puck is loose in the crease. Bounces out to Cecere. Chance for Glukowski. Shot was blocked. Nice block by Angelo. Now Louis Rowe on the far side. Rowe flips it ahead for Angelo. Angelo dumps one deep into the Storm end. It was deflected by the Storm. Louis Rowe goes and gets it. Rowe taken down. No call coming. And it's played by Glukowski. Glukowski on the near side, battling for it. Was held up for a second. Hutchison comes away and frees it up. Gets it out of the zone. Nice job by Hutchison at the top of the zone. Foline has it. Plays it to Jimmy Schultz on the far side. Schultz had it tipped away, and now Hutchison gets to it. He dumps it into the zone. Chasing forward is L'Esperance against Schultz. Hutchison goes for a change. Picked up by Christian Horn for a second. Turned over to Omaha. Lancers have it now, moving forward. Foline out of his own zone. Lost it over to Schultz. Chipped it in for Mayer. Nice drop pass. Here come the Storm. Horn with a centering pass for L'Esperance. It was deflected over L'Esperance's head. Horn comes in to pick it up. Gets it back to L'Esperance in the near side corner. L'Esperance lost it to Jimmy Schultz. He had two Lancers there, and L'Esperance couldn't control. Now it's chipped up to the top of the zone, out to neutral ice. Cutler Martin trying to break up the play in neutral ice, and he does. And now it's played back by Martin. Martin into the zone. Martin fakes in a shot, takes a shot, was blocked. Rebounds, Pofili shot, save made! L'Esperance with a quality opportunity, and the save was made by Hayden Hockey. Stoppage with 15:09 remaining in the game. Here in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City trailing 2-0 to Omaha. And what an opportunity that popped out for L'Esperance. We get a goal cam view on the instant replay here. And Hockey made the save and hung on. McMurphy now against Jacob Forsbacka Carlson on the faceoff to the left of the Omaha net. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Poganski goes to get it on the near side wall. Poganski down low into the corner, fighting with Lebowski. Two-a-side battle. Omaha wins it. They get out to neutral ice. Forsbacka Carlson moving in on Lang. Lang trying to shove him out. He moves by him. Forsbacka Carlson backhand shot. Save made. Johansson. Another shot. Save made. As Luca Frigo just threw one into the net, into the front of the net area. And Johansson makes the save and hangs on to stop play. 14:49 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. If you're not buying your tires at Big O, you're flat out paying too much. It's a bold statement, but one they stand behind. These guys will set you up with the best deal in town, guaranteed. So stop paying too much and get over to Big O Tires today. So Omaha continues to lead 2-0 here on the breeze. Storm are trailing and have yet to score a goal here tonight. Shots on goal now in favor of the Lancers, 25-19. Not a big discrepancy in shots on goal. The difference has been the first period. Lancers got a couple bounces, and that's really been it. Storm have had their chances as well, and a mixture of not being able to finish and Hayden Hockey coming up big in net for Lancers. Faceoff won by Tri-City out of their own zone, and here comes a rush. Poganski trying to find Lebowski, went behind him on the pass. McMurphy able to go get it. Ryan McMurphy for the Storm, chipped it in deep. Tate had a little trouble with it, but got it under control. And now it's played by Omaha. Lancers moving out. Tate on the near side. Poganski breaks that play up and neutralized. Lang left it for Poganski. Loose puck for Lebowski. Lebowski, nice pass to Poganski, who chips it in deep and goes and gets it. Poganski behind the net. Moves around one man. Centered it in front. And Lebowski had a whack at it with the stick, but it didn't go in. And now here come the Lancers with a 3-on-2. Berger makes it a 3-on-3 getting back. Router down low. Got it back off the left post. Alex Router hit the post. And the Storm take it away. Here comes Tri-City. It's Berger. Chipped it into the Omaha end. Storm making a change here. Wilkie's on the ice. It's thrown all the way down by the Lancers. It's going to be an icing. They wave it off. I don't know why they waved it off. It got thrown all the way down, and Dello was the first man there. Either way, he got waved off, and now here's the Storm. Wilkie with it in neutral ice. Wilkie brings it in. Wilkie tries to move past Pullman, lost the puck, moved on the near side wall up to the top of the zone, kept in by Berger. Down low to Wilkie. Wilkie gets taken down. Penalty coming. Storm to the Century 21 power play as the Lancers touch up. Wilkie draws the penalty. And the Storm with a chance here, 13:27 remaining in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Well, any Storm fans that would have been wanting to argue for an icing call there, maybe it's good the icing wasn't called, because it led to a penalty on Omaha and a Storm Century 21 power play. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Cecere on the left point. Cecere over to Martin. Martin on the right point. Martin fakes it a shot. Gives it back to Cecere. Finds Horn. Fires one well wide of the net. And now Martin able to poke it down low again and keep it in. Martin has a chance. To the center. It was deflected away. He had a look at Horn. He stopped for a second, then went to Horn. And at that point, it was too late. Pass got blocked away, and Omaha had possession. Now pass too far ahead of Martin coming out of the Storm end. It's dumped back into the Storm end a second time by the Lancers. Cecere back to get it. Storm power play. 1:24 remaining in it. Storm in onside. It's Horn down the far side. Got tied up. L'Esperance back there to play it. Mayer as well. Behind the Omaha net. Mayer comes in, gets it free. Wraparound chance. Save made by Hockey. Mayer with a wraparound chance. Gets a stoppage and a faceoff in the Omaha end with a minute 10 remaining on the Century 21 power play. 12:36 remains in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to Omaha here in Ralston. Faceoff, Vessel and Berger will do it on the right of the goal. Storm get tossed from the draw, and it's Lebowski who comes in to take it. Lebowski able to win it. Poganski over to Wilkie. Wilkie on the left point here. On the boards, lost the battle. Poganski scoops it up and neutralized. And now Glukowski gets it back in deep. Chipped in by Lebowski. Turnover behind the net. Lebowski in front. Loose puck was there. Poganski had a whack at it, but it went off the pad of Hockey. And now here come the Lancers shorthanded. Big opportunity. Shot save made with a blocker by Johansson. And now Berger will corral it, but he passed it to no one. Turned it over to Frigo. Now back to the Storm 6 as Glukowski gloves one down. Glukowski, pass over to Lebowski. In offside. Poganski raced ahead while Lebowski held up. And a miscommunication cost the Storm a rush on the power play. 32 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play for Tri-City. 11:58 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Storm have yet to score in this one. They trail 2-0. Face off in neutral ice after the offside, won by Tri-City. Under 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Cecere calmed the puck down at the red line and dumped it in deep. Storm going to chase here. Puck's behind the net. Wrapped around the near side. Omaha plenty of room to clear. And it gets past Cecere. Here's a chance for Luca Frigo. Martin, nice job taking it back. And Martin, long pass. Here come the Storm. Mayer in onside. Leaves it for L'Esperance. Drop pass to Mayer. Puck was poked away, and we are back at even strength now. Martin, past the red line, finds L'Esperance, who slaps it in deep. Hockey around to Schultz. Schultz in the near side corner. Lost a battle. Storm did there, but it's back out to neutral ice for Cutler Martin. Martin got it ahead for Horn, who chipped it in deep. Schultz now behind the Omaha net. Jimmy Schultz will reset things. 11 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 2-0. Schultz, long pass. Eastman makes the play, and he stopped it just as it came out of the zone. Eastman, the problem there, the puck maybe didn't come out, but Eastman's skates had come out of the zone. And then he brought it back in, and there were still Storm players that were in onside. So the offside whistle, 10:55 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Storm trailing 2-0. Face-off won by the Storm in neutral ice. Nice little move by Kevin Kerr to free up some space. Try to find Eastman. Gets it back. Kevin Kerr dumped it deep. And McMurphy goes to play it. Wins a battle on the near side. Up top is turned over. So here comes Tate and a penalty whistle. An interference call to Omaha and Nelson. Nelson took down Steve Hayden as the Omaha was. Omaha had an odd man rush there, and not only did they lose their odd man rush, they take a penalty for interference. Tri-City, another Century 21 power play. It is their third of the night. The Storm are 0-2 on the power play. Two opportunities. One came in the first period after a Nick Foline hooking penalty. And then earlier in the third period, a few minutes ago, Anthony Angelo went for slashing. Now they have a chance off an interference call to Nelson. The faceoff's won by Omaha to start their penalty kill. And the Lancers fire all the way down on Johansson. Johansson with a lot of pressure. Almost turned it over. Now Wilkie starts forward. Wilkie makes one move. Wilkie backhanded pass finds Lebosky in onside. Dan Lebosky down low for Berger. Berger tried to corral that pass. Missed it for a second. Got it back to Lebosky. Up top for Glukowski. Takes on a shot. Takes a shot. Deflection in front. It was actually blocked there by Tucker Pullman. Wilkie trying to settle it down here. Bouncing puck on the wall. Is taken away, and here's a chance for Hines, shorthanded. Lebosky's the only man back, and Lebosky breaks up the play. Nice job, and now Lebosky will start forward. Try to move past the man, he couldn't. Vessel takes it back for Hines. Hines with a shot, save made, rebound loose. Vessel has it. Omaha shorthanded, chances aplenty here, as Jimmy Schultz, takes it back for Foline. Lancers controlling the puck here on a Storm power play. Now they send it all the way down in the Storm end. First man there, it's Vessel. Nice job by Glukowski, though, to get over to the puck and start it forward to L'Esperance. L'Esperance to the center. Drew Mayer couldn't get a stick on it. L'Esperance in the near side. Over to Horn. Horn on the near side wall. Finds Wilkie at the point. Wilkie to Cecere. Slap pass to Horn. Horn down low. L'Esperance to the center to Cecere. Slows it down. 35 seconds left in the man advantage. To the center. No Storm players there. Taken by Foline. Kept in by Mayer. Loose puck is out of the zone. Cecere calms it down. Back to Martin. Martin races into the zone. Martin on the near side. Takes a hit. Moves the puck. Up top for Horn on the left point. Horn trying to create some space. Back to Martin. Martin at the top of the zone. Moves it to L'Esperance. Final seconds of the power play here with 10. Cutler Martin. Shot. Deflection in front. Went wide by Mayer. Shot off the post. It may have went in. Mayer thought it went in. Another chance for Mayer in front. And they put it wide. Horn, couple chances. They're back at full strength. Shot from Cecere. It was blocked. And now the Lancers have it. Another post was hit by the Storm. I think it hit the crossbar, but it could have gone in. Now here's another chance for the Storm. It's Mayer. Mayer lost the puck, though, as he was trying to make a move to the center. Now here come the Lancers. It's Tate. Storm are tired. Martin and Cecere have been on for a bit here on the penalty, on the power play. Lancers are back at full strength. In the near side corner of the Storm end. Turnover, Tri-City. Nice job by Mayer, but Pullman able to get it back into the Storm end deep. Tri-City has not been able to change their defense. Cecere still on right now with Martin. Moved out of the zone by Hutchison. Hutchison now to Eastman. Eastman's got to get it deep here, and he does. And the Storm changed the defensive pairing, and the Lancers move forward. Williams, nice pass for Router. Router's in onside. Makes a move, trying to get past Dello. He does. Down behind the net, loses it. Eastman's got it. Kyle Eastman thought better of a dangerous cross-ice pass and played it up for Hutchison. Hutchison dumps it deep. Goes in against Nelson. Try to play it on the near side wall. Eastman comes in to make a hit in the near side corner. Hutchison behind the net. Loses the puck. And Omaha has it. 7:22 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Storm trailing 2-0. Have not found the back of the net yet in this one. Berger in onside. Hutchison, nice pass to Kerr, but couldn't handle it. Kerr's got to regroup. On the far side, Wilkie. Wilkie to the top of the zone. Wilkie drawing everybody to him, and he just dumps it into the corner. Hutchison, nice battle there. To the center, Wilkie with a save made. Wilkie had the chance. Dello with a shot that was blocked. and Berger had a chance for it, but he couldn't get to the puck after changing direction. Now here's Omaha with a 2-on-1. Angelo to the center. Angelo with a shot. Save. Johansson with the left pad. Johansson couldn't see much with traffic in front, but made the save. Nice pass by Steve Hayden to find Wilkie here on the near side. Wilkie racing in. Shot to the net. Save made with a glove by the goaltender for Omaha. Hockey continues to make saves. Hayden mixing it up in front of the Lancers net after the play. 6:38 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. God, the Storm have some momentum in this one. They've had two power plays here the last couple minutes. They're throwing everything at the net. They're trying to get on the board. And we see a timeout here. So we see I'm not sure if it's a media timeout or not, or if it was a Josh Howji timeout, but Howji will take a chance to draw up a play here. Getting in the latter stages of the third period, 6:38. Really, the Storm, they've hit some posts. Lancers have hit a post in the third as well. But the Storm, really, I mean, they're throwing the puck to the net. They just have not been able to beat Hayden Hockey. And I think Hockey's done everything. He's perfect here. The Storm have 20 shots registered on goal. Lancers with 27. I think the Storm, they're doing all they can, and Hockey is doing all he can. You got to give him a lot of credit. It's just, it's not enough right now. They got to beat this guy. And you get the feeling that if the Storm had beaten Hockey earlier, they could have gotten some momentum, but the longer they go without scoring, the tougher it gets. Face off to the right of Hockey in the Lancer end. L'Esperance on the draw against Forsbacka Carlson. Face off won by the Lancers to Steve Johnson. Moved up the wall, and it's moved up top and out of the zone. 2-on-2, Forsbacka Carlson in onside with Frigo. Back to Carlson. He was tied up. He ran into Johansson, and Johansson pushed him out of the way. Now a loose puck turned over by Glukowski. Here's Hines to the top of the zone. Pullman couldn't handle it but kept it in the zone. Pullman recovers, got it down low. Glukowski in the far side. Glukowski lost the puck to Hines. Chance in the center for Omaha. Frigo couldn't get a shot off. Storm trying to move the puck. They got to just chip it out of there, and another shot from Frigo was blocked. And the Storm can still not, finally they get out of the zone. And Lancers with control. Pullman just dumps it right back in. Johansson makes the save. Nobody's there for the Storm. Puck pops in the air, and now finally settled down by Sean Lang. Cross-ice pass. Horn couldn't handle it in neutral ice, but now Horn blocks an Omaha pass, and it's tied up near the Lancer bench. L'Esperance had a chance to move in. They move in onside, and now Horn dangling through. Cutler Martin with a shot. Save made. Good save there by Hockey. Martin, good opportunity. No traffic in front that time. Lancers come out in front of their own net. Storm are going to take a penalty here on the forecheck. Tough call on Tri-City. They're just trying to get out on the forecheck. Lebowski and McMurphy were trying to get a turnover late in the game, and a penalty coming here to Ryan McMurphy. Probably the right call. Just a little too much on a hook. And McMurphy will sit for two. 2-0 Lancers, 5:19 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. And the Lancers with an opportunity to put this one away if they can get a power play goal. Penalty there was to McMurphy. Here's a chance right off the draw for the Lancers. And the shot is deflected out of play. A stoppage with 5:12 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. And 1:54 remaining on the McMurphy hooking penalty. Face off to the right of Johansson. Berger on the draw gets tossed. As Vessel's taking it for Omaha, Eastman comes in to take it. Big draw for Tri-City. It's scrum. Eastman had a chance for it. He's able to win it. Eastman with the gloved it down and cleared it all the way down. Nice job by Kyle Eastman there. Now behind the net. It's moved by the Lancers, and they'll rush up the ice. Gage Hunt with a 3-on-2 here for Omaha. So I'm getting back into it. Pullman to the center. Turned over, though, to Berger, and Chase Berger clears all the way down. 30 seconds into the Storm's GNC penalty kill. 4:45 remaining in this game. We're into the Diamond Vogel Final Five here in the Ralston Arena. Tri-City trailing 2-0. Omaha on a big power play late in the game. Lancers in onside. It's Randolph. Centering pass. Opportunity. Tense. Oh, an open net was missed by Vessel. Johansson's helmet fell off. Johansson slow to get up. as he was run into, and I think once his helmet was off, that's an automatic stoppage of play. Matt Stern hustling onto the ice, the trainer for the Storm, going to take a look at Johansson, who got run into there. Slow to get up, looks okay. And Johansson now just being attended to by Stern. There's 4:28 remaining here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. 1:09 remaining in the Ryan McMurphy hooking penalty. Johansson is back up on his feet. His helmet is back on, and he's staying in this game. Storm still killing that penalty. 1:09 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. 4:28 left in this one in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Drew Mayer against Forsbacka Carlson, and the Lancers win the draw. Schultz over to Frigo on the near side wall. Frigo holding on the near side half boards. Had a chance down low for Tate, but he took a shot and fanned on it. Storm had a chance to clear, and they couldn't. Now Cutler Martin clears, and he's taking it himself. Cutler Martin on the far side, trying to get to the center. Lost the puck. Hooks Frigo for a second here. Wraps Frigo up, tying him up. Now the Lancers take the puck back. Nelson moves it forward. Lancers in neutral ice. Big hit by Drew Mayer. Finishes his hit there. Lancers regrouping here. 35 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Schultz stopped at the line by Eastman. Forsbacka Carlson has to regroup. Sends it into his own end. 27 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. 3:43 left in regulation. In the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Forsbacka Carlson dumps it in. Takes a spill. The puck goes behind the net. Nice hit by Jalen Schultz. Dello trying to pry the puck out. Schultz kicks it free. Schultz has got it. Tries to clear, and he does. Jimmy Schultz had a chance to keep it in, but decided, you know what? I'm just going to calm things down. We got a 2-0 lead. Stormer back at even strength. McMurphy out of the box. Joins the play. Dumped in by Omaha to the Storm end. They will just retreat and go to change as Torrey Dello picks it up and starts forward with Chase Berger. Berger with a rolling puck in neutral ice. Calms it down on the near side. Centers one, sticked away by the goaltender, Hockey. Now it's Eastman up top. Eastman banked it off the far side wall. It's taken by the Lancers, put to neutral ice. Eastman makes one move, couldn't keep the puck on a stick. Taken by Brian Williams. Williams into the zone, takes a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound comes up top for Horn. Tried to outlet it to Wilkie, but it went too far away from him, and it's taken by Steve Johnson. Now moved in by the Lancers and flipped out by the Storm. Williams again moves it back in, where Cecere plays it to Sean Lang, getting some late minutes. Cecere almost lost it, but got it back to Lang behind the net. Now Cecere again, ahead for Wilkie. Wilkie holding it at the blue line. Forward to L'Esperance, in onside. L'Esperance got it in deep. Smith to play it. Back to L'Esperance, though, as he had it in the corner. Now Louis Rowe on the near side wall. Back to L'Esperance. Centering pass was blocked. Here come the Lancers. Nice play by Wilkie in neutral ice. Oh, Storm had pulled their net. And Louis Rowe had a chance at the empty net. He couldn't put it home. Lancers, another chance here at the empty net. Louis Rowe can't put it home. Couple chances. L'Esperance out of this, the top of the zone, not out. Chance, another chance. Louis Rowe misses the net. Louis Rowe had three opportunities there with an empty net. Couldn't put it in. We still got 1:47 left. And Louis Rowe with the puck on a stick again. And he moves it back into the Lancer end. Storm with six skaters on the ice. 1:35 remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Angelo, chance for the empty net, was blocked by Cecere. Picked up by Wilkie. Wilkie in onside with a shot deflected off the glove there, the goaltender. And it's played to the top of the zone and out by the Lancers. Berger with it to Cutler Martin. Martin played it forward for Hutchison. Can't get it deep. Back to Cutler Martin. Martin now over to Kevin Kerr. Storm playing with an empty net, down two goals. Minute 10 remaining in the game. Wrapped around the near side for Poganski. In the near side corner. Puck's on the backboards now. Storm trying to dig it out. It's moved around and out of the zone. Final minute of the game. Storm running out of time. Trailing by two. Kevin Kerr finds Martin and now Berger. Berger, nice pass. Poganski's in onside. Poganski with a shot was blocked. Rebound is out of play. 45 seconds remain in this one. The Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Storm net is still empty. Six skaters on the ice for Tri-City. And now a timeout is called. Timeout is called by the Storm. We've got 45 seconds left. Josh Howji desperately trying to get his team back into the game. The Storm are trailing 2-0. They've been trailing 2-0 since the first period. Omaha, most recently, with the empty net, had 3-4 chances to put it home. And the main guy who was missing was Louis Rowe. Could not finish. And Rowe, who had a fight earlier in this game, it's the only thing else he's done notably in this one, could not put that one home. So we got 45 seconds left in the game. Tri-City Storm being outshot 28-22 in a game, honestly, we talked a lot at the top in the Viero Wireless pregame show. This game has been very similar to the game we saw a year ago on this date. Omaha shut out the Storm 3-0, and it was very, you know, not a lot of stuff going on in the game. Very blah game. The Storm had shut down this Lancer crowd at the first ever game here at the Ralston Arena. Well, now here tonight, a year later, Lancers are getting their revenge. They've shut down the Storm. Storm have not scored. There's just 45 seconds left. It's a 2-0 Lancer lead. L'Esperance against Forsbacka Carlson on the draw. Storm with an empty net. Six attackers on the ice. Faceoff won by Tri-City. It's chipped out of the zone by the Lancers. The Storm needed to control that faceoff. And now Tri-City trying to move forward. Horn back to Glukowski. Just 33 seconds left in the game. Moved in now by Horn. Horn trying to leave it for Wilkie. Puck was loose for a second, and out of the zone it goes. Icing will be called here as it was cleared by the Lancers. There's 21 seconds remaining. Howji is the kind of coach that will do, he will never give up. He will do anything to try to get his team back in the game. They're down two with 21 seconds left. Doesn't matter. He's still drawing up plays on the bench. He's still trying to create opportunities. Faceoff now to the right of the goaltender, Hockey. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Backhanded to the net by Glukowski, who's blocked in front. Now it's tied up in the corner. L'Esperance takes his man down. Omaha has it. Banked up to the top of the zone. Kept in by Wilkie. Wilkie's got to do something with it. Shot was deflected. Forsbacka Carlson on the far side. 5 seconds to go. And Omaha will take this one by a final score of 2-0. Lancer shut out the Storm. And Tri-City fails to pick up a point here on the road this weekend. The goaltender, Hayden Hockey. He's a backup to Cole Bruns, but he didn't look like it tonight. Made saves on all the shots that came his way. And the Lancers pull out a 2-0 win. Both goals scored in the first period. And that's it for the night. That's what it was here, and the Lancers take the win. Fans celebrating in Ralston. The Storm will head back to Kearney with 0 points this weekend. We'll take a break and come back with the Old Chicago postgame show here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
For a limited time, buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. Why the discount? The Nebraska Lottery thinks it's a great way to announce the exciting new changes to Mega Millions with Megaplier. Jackpots now start at $15 million, and you could win up to $5 million if you match 5 white balls with the Megaplier. So buy $4 worth of Mega Millions with Megaplier for only $3. But hurry, this offer ends November 3rd, 2013. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores.
I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in Omaha, the Tri-City Storm fall 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers. Welcome inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Old Chicago, the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And Tri-City takes the loss again, 2-0 here. Both goals scored in the first period as we get into your Stadler Implement game recap. Again, it's just been the scoring. The scoring woes are the story for the Storm. Again, Jacob Johansson, a good game in net, 26 saves on 28 shots. You'd say he did on most nights enough to at least have the Storm in the game and maybe get a win, allowing just two goals in the first period. But here in this game, the Storm could not help him with any goals, and they fall 2-0. Omaha got on the board, 4:39 into the game. Jake Randolph deflected a shot from Nick Folin into the net, and Randolph picked up his fifth goal of the season, his 20th point of the season, and scored at 4:39. Folin and Jimmy Schultz pick up assists on that goal. Tyler Hines had the second goal for the Lancers. Also in the first period, a nice pass from Luca Frigo right in front, and Hines beat the goaltender Johansson blocker side for the goal at 12:17. That's all we had. Scoring-wise, Storm had some good chances. I think they hit about three or four posts in this game. Got a lot of point-blank opportunities for different players. But story for the Lancers here tonight, their backup goalie, Hayden Hockey. Hockey, you know, and sometimes goaltenders, they always talk about goaltenders are at best when they push each other. And Cole Bruns has been so good early on in the season that you get the sense that Hayden Hockey felt like he had to really push himself to earn some playing time here. This is a good example. He ends up getting a start here tonight against the Storm, who have had trouble scoring. Storm maybe look at it as a chance to face a backup goaltender instead of Cole Bruns, who's been so good all year. And instead, 22 shots. Couldn't get one by Hockey. And Hockey gets the shutout two nights in a row. The Storm have seen some great goaltending, both by Michael Bitzer last night for Lincoln, and now Hayden Hockey here for Omaha. So again, final score 2-0. Shots on goal, Omaha 28, Storm 22. In the third period, teams each only had 5 shots on goal. A little bit low on the shot totals for both teams tonight. Defense played well in front of the netminders later on in the game. No goals in the second or third period. In the final period, Omaha gave the Storm 2 power play opportunities. Tri-City had a few chances on those plays, but could not put a puck once again past Hayden Hockey. And Ryan McMurphy took a late hooking penalty, which didn't help the Storm, but they were able to kill it off. Both teams were 0-for on the power play tonight. Storm 0-for-3, Omaha 0-for-2. Again, Johansson with 26 saves on 28 shots, and Hockey was perfect, 22 for 22. That's your Stadler Implement game recap here tonight, presented by Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to visit, parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. So we'll head to the three stars of the game, presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Three stars tonight. The third star from your Tri-City Storm, number 30, Jacob Johansson. Had a good game for the Storm, and a couple late penalty-killing plays from Johansson kept the score at 2-0 Lancers. Johansson making 26 saves on 28 shots, earning the third star for Tri-City. For Omaha, the second star, Tyler Hines. Hines scored the second goal of the game on a nice pass from Luca Frigo. Had a lot of room in front and beat Johansson cleanly at 12:17 in the opening period. That was the final goal of the game. Tyler Hines, second star of the night. Number one star, the goaltender for the Omaha Lancers, Hayden Hockey. First star, number one, Parker, Colorado native, comes in and makes 22 saves, keeps the Storm off the board, and gets the shutout win for the Omaha Lancers here tonight. Now time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Storm had a lot of different players working hard tonight and grinding things out for themselves. And tonight we're going to go with a guy who usually would not win Grinder of the Night because he doesn't throw a ton of hits, but thought he had a really good game tonight, and that's number 24, Dan Lebosky. Lebosky got a bunch of different shots on net, hit the post a few times. He was really using his speed to create havoc, trying to create turnovers in the Lancers' end. And the Colorado College commit, Dan Lebosky, had a good game tonight for the Storm. Came up short, but tonight he'll be honored with the Grinder of the Game, presented by the Dent Popper. Take one more break, and we'll be back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, to wrap things up in a couple moments in the Old Chicago postgame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Ralston Arena. Tri-City Storm dropped this one to the Omaha Lancers.
by a final score of 2-0. Both goals scored in the first period of this one. And here in the Old Chicago postgame show, we're joined by Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. And Coach, we were just talking off air. Seemed like the effort here tonight from your guys was better than it was last night, but not good enough to put a goal on the board.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday we can't even look at that video and try to get any better because it was like we're going to use that to go skeet shooting because that was embarrassing. Tonight, like, we can get better from that because we worked hard, but we got to find a way to score goals.
Yeah, and again, no goals scored in the last 40 minutes of play. You guys seem like you hit a few posts. You had chances. You were freeing people up. Did you at least like the way the guys were working together?
It was much better. I mean, we had grade A chances. I think we outchanced them on the night by our stats. And I mean, we have the guys that we want. You know, Austin Poganski with the semi-breakaway, Dan Lebosky, you know, Joel Esperance. I mean, it's the guys that we want with the puck. Chris Wilkie, like, they're getting opportunities. Christian Horn with a breakaway, like, it misses the net. Like, just opportunities that in practice you see them, they bury it every day, and then we're just gripping the stick extremely tight.
Your goaltender, Jacob Johansson, kept you in this one. A couple early goals, but then it seemed like he was really on his game in the second half.
Yeah, he was outstanding the second half of the game. I thought the first one, I don't know, I thought they loved it in, but
It looked like it was a shot from the right point, and then it hit something in front, and on the replay it looked like it hit his glove, but it's tough to say whether he actually angled it in on purpose with his glove or it just went off his body and in.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the bounce that we've been, you know, you make your own breaks in this game, and right now our bounces and our breaks are definitely not falling for us.
For last couple games here before tonight, your defense had allowed 6-7 goals. Here tonight, only 2. Kind of shut Omaha down later in the game. Were you happier with their performance tonight at all?
Yeah, I mean, but I you're happier, but like, you're never happy when you lose. Like, these are correctable mistakes that we make, and you know, like, we have to figure it out. And it's not game 1 or 2 or preseason anymore. This is game 9. Like, we expect our guys to make some of the plays, and it just didn't get made.
Coming up, you got a bit of a short week. First weekday game of the season and a tough test in Waterloo, a team who's played pretty well. What do you want to see from your guys to bounce back here before a Wednesday game?
Well, we got to figure out, you know, a few things, but, like, I mean, more of what we did tonight and just finishing our chances. And our neutral zone play was a little sloppy. We were just creeping up the ice and allowing them to get some quick transition, so we got to tighten that up. Overall, I you can't be disappointed. You're disappointed in the result, but, like, the effort was much better.
Last thing here for the new guys, Christian Horn, Sean Lang. Assess their performance here tonight and on the weekend.
They did a nice job. Tough situation for them coming in and jumping right in, and they played hard for us. That's all we can ask. And they're going to get more and more comfortable with their systems, and, you know, more and more game experience is going to be good for them.
Yep, in a week of practice here with a Wednesday game against the Waterloo Blackhawks. Josh Howgie joining us here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks.
Tri-City Storm once again. Final score here. They dropped this one 2-0 to the Omaha Lancers here at the Ralston Arena. First ever loss in regulation for the Storm at the Ralston Arena. And thanks to Josh Howgie here for joining us in the Post Game Show. We'll take a quick recap of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Think Midway, thinkmidway.com. And we will check this quick scoreboard here to wrap it up before we sign off. Des Moines defeated Team USA 5-2. Indiana on top of Dubuque 5-3. Sioux City over Waterloo 5-2. Green Bay over Chicago 5-2. Sioux Falls gets the win over Fargo 2-1. And Muskegon has a 4-3 lead on Lincoln with 2:29 remaining in that one at the Icebox. For all the scores, standing statistics, and everything USHL related, go to pointstreak.com, click on USHL, and you'll have yourself the standings. So, once again, the Storm dropped this one 2-1 here in Ralston. We want to thank our help back in studio, Caleb Ranke, once again doing a great job back in studio. Can't do it without you, Caleb, and we appreciate your help. Tri-City Storm come up with no points here on this weekend, but they'll have a short week trying to turn it around on Wednesday when they face the Waterloo Blackhawks at the Viero Event Center. We'll talk to you then. Until Wednesday, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.